Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
Today is Tuesday. It is June 2nd. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, hundreds of people protesting the police treatment of African Americans spilled onto an interstate highway in the heart of Philadelphia on Monday afternoon. Just before a curfew took effect, law enforcement had to fire non-lethal bullets and tear gas into the crowd, who was halting traffic during the evening rush hour. The crowds on the Vine Street Expressway also led to the closure of the Ben Franklin Bridge, the main link from downtown Philadelphia to the New Jersey suburbs. Some climbed a steep embankment and scaled a fence as police acted. More than two dozen were arrested as a few 100 other protesters moved to block the Ben Franklin Parkway, a grand thoroughfare leading from downtown to the city's art museum. The confrontation came after the National Guard stationed vehicles outside of City Hall and other downtown building officials curtailed public transit, and city leaders put a curfew in effect for a third day Monday after a weekend of destruction. A few hundred protesters were forced down the Ben Franklin Parkway towards City Hall after the interstate demonstration. Many went to the police department headquarters on Arch Street, where a line of the National Guard members and police officers stood watch on the stairs. Shortly after 7 p.m., a little more than half decided to take a knee as a sign to protesters. Many cheered and videotaped the officers on one knee at the top of the stairs. Afterwards, many of the protesters left, but others, unsure of what to do, slowly milled about outside of the station. At least 10 ATM thefts took place across Philadelphia overnight, with some reported explosions. Officials said in many cases, neighborhood convenience stores and mini marts were targeted. Police said that the thieves are typically rushing into the store, setting off an explosive device, and then making off with the cash from the machine. At 11 p.m. Monday on the 1500 block of West Rockland Street, police said the ATM was taken from inside a mini mart at that location, and the people responsible got away with an undisclosed amount of cash. There was a similar scene at the Sunoco mini mart in West Hunting Park on North Broad Street overnight. The windows at the gas station at the mini mart were smashed and debris was left all over the gas station. Police said an unknown amount of money was taken from that ATM as well. Police said in some of the cases, police believed that they would steal the ATM from the mini mart and actually put it in their car. There have been no reported injuries. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. They are looking for these thieves. New Jersey will be ready to enter stage two of its restart and recovery plan on Monday, June 15th, which will see the return of outdoor dining and in-person retail shopping. Over the past several weeks, we've been able to take our first steps on our road back because we stayed true to our guiding principles, Governor Phil Murphy said during a press briefing on Monday afternoon. Murphy said this will be a phase-in restart with public health as the top priority. Beginning on June 15th, outdoor dining at restaurants can begin, as can non-essential in-person retail. On Monday, June 22nd, salons and barbershops can reopen. Then, in the period to follow, specific dates to be given, gyms and health clubs will be allowed to reopen. The governor stresses customers and businesses should adhere to the Department of Health's guidance, including social distancing and wearing masks. Just because the calendar says June 15th doesn't mean that everyone should go back to what we were doing pre-COVID. Let's use common sense for the common good, Murphy said. Only a successful stage two can get us to a stage three. Nearly 12,000 New Jersey residents have passed away due to COVID-19, more than 160,000 have tested positive.
Do you guys think that longer hairstyles will start to become even more prevalent?
I was thinking the same thing. At least maybe people in the COVID period of non-barbership or salon attendance have decided they like the way they look.
Yeah.
Not many that I've seen on social media have made that decision, but some have.
No, but my hair is way...
Are you liking it?
It's way past due, and it's gotten to that point where I'm like, well, I kind of like the way...
By the way, I'm sorry. I said hi, Pierre, this morning. I didn't...
I didn't even notice it. You called me Pierre?
No, you didn't.
I'm like, wait a minute. What the hell was I? That was a joke.
I didn't get it either. Yeah.
I was looking at my hair the other day, and it's gotten way past where, you know, that point where I'm like, all right, you got to get this cut. And I'm like, okay, maybe I'll just kind of let it.
I think some people are liking it and will stick with it.
I have my scalp grow out. I would like a big pouch of flesh hanging off the back of my head.
I have a terrible, terrible.
This is where the bald people are making out because they can easily shave their head. They've been able to keep up what they had prior to all of this.
I was thinking of posting a pre-pandemic, post-pandemic picture, and it just used the exact same picture.
Right. What were you going to say?
No, I was saying I have a terrible cowlick in the back of my head.
on the right back of my head, and so I have to fight past that first.
Right.
I mean, it's really bad. Like, you can...
I can see it, yeah. But yeah. I tell you what, I don't know if you've seen Casey, Kathy, and Nick, but he's rocking a sort of surfer.
Yeah,
Kathy looks really good.
She's a little bit jealous. She was texting me the other day about how good my hair looks.
Now, what did you get out of those texts? Did you find jealousy in any of those texts?
You said, I'm so jealous of how luscious your hair looks.
That was a different person, I think.
Well, jealous, laughing stock, they're the same thing.
Yeah. Right.
Jealous as in, wow, you look good.
Stupid. Listen, I'm just having a little bit of fun.
No, Case,
he looks good. He does.
He was actually telling me that Angela was texting him saying, please let me fix that. Case, I think if you like it, stick with it. Yeah. Who cares?
Well, it's evening out, right? So when I did the first treatment, it was there. I was getting Jerry Stiller comments. My hair was the same color as Jerry Stiller.
You requested a Jerry Stiller haircut. I'm like, is that something?
It's just so different.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Than how we've seen Casey for years. So. People need to get used to it.
Yeah. Kevin Gunn was like, you change your hair more than any man I've ever met in my life. I'm like,
Have you guys seen the video of the little boy out of Bloomsburg who is asking for, his mother's taking video, and I think he's asking, like, his hair salon or the woman that normally cuts his hair if she can please squeeze him in. He's like maybe 3 years old.
That's funny.
He's like, can you please squeeze me in? I don't like my hair like this. I'll send you guys the video. It's really cute. All right, how about we do sports this morning?
All right. All sacks are yummy.
Is that? Major League Baseball intends to propose a shorter season in which the league would pay players a full prorated share of their salary.
What the f*** is this?
The league believes the original agreement with the players, which was made in late March, allows it to set the schedule and that this would fulfill players' desire to be paid on a prorated fashion. The potential season that MLB envisions would run somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 regular season games. The exact number is being considered, and the aim would be to return in July. The news came a day after the MLB Players Association delivered a return-to-play proposal that called for a 114-game season. The group that owns the Phillies are projecting losses of more than $100 million and have instituted salary cuts for its top-earning employees. Cuts apply to employees earning $90,000 or more, while employees making $90,000 or less are not subject to cuts. Managing partner John Middleton wrote in a letter that was emailed to full-time employees stating, "Our senior executives have made significant and deep non-payroll expense cuts across the organization, but even with their best efforts, the Phillies will lose substantially more than $100 million this year. These staggering losses have forced ownership and senior management to make difficult but necessary decisions, as have other clubs and businesses confronted with the impact of COVID-19 to protect the financial viability of our organization and to ensure our future. All of us, beginning with me, must make sacrifices."
I don't know if you saw this, Kathy, but the fanatic is now only the top half of the costume.
An Eagles safety and friend of the Preston and Steve show, Rodney McLeod, released a statement through his social media accounts promoting peaceful protests and his belief that we as a city can rise out of this pivotal moment stronger. McLeod has been a vocal equal rights activist during his time at the Eagles. In his post, he wrote, in part, "As a black man, it's been a painful and disturbing time throughout our nation and city. The ugly reminders of injustice and systemic racism will continue to haunt us as a country until we enact change. Peaceful protests, lifting our voices in solidarity, and civil engagement are all part of the change process. Defacing our communities only offers a shortcut to the progress we all want to see." And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right, thanks so much, Kathy. Sun is rising on a Tuesday morning. We are glad to have you on board once again. We have a reminder that we have a $300 whatacrockmeals.com gift card giveaway for the Word of the Week prize. We also have our friends from Dietz and Watson stopping by from Heritage Dairy Stores. It's another real Philly deli, so we'll get you the information on those guys. And we had reinstituted this after having a week of vacation. It's Cool's Teacher Time.
Ooh.
So we got to find out who the gang chose at Downingtown East. We drew the school's name randomly, and then we asked you to text in, let us know who you thought the coolest teacher of the past year has been. You came through in fine form, and we are happy to announce our winner.
Oh, boy.
Congratulations at Downingtown East to Mr. William Davis.
Ah! Can you teach me?
Mr. Davis. is a special education teacher. He teaches functional strategies, organizational laboratory, and academic monitoring classes to students in grades 9 through 12. And he is also the freshman assistant football coach.
There you go.
And apparently he went to Westchester, Kathy, once again. How many of these people go to Westchester University?
Go Rams. Well, it's a great teaching school.
And he also is was on the football team as well. He was a linebacker.
He's a Renaissance man.
He's a big guy. He's 6'2". So that's awesome, man. Congratulations, Mr. Davis. We would love to hear from you. I keep hearing you shaking that up.
Really?
Yes, I do.
I can't hear it.
What?
Okay.
Do you hear
what
that?
What is he doing? No, what is he doing?
He's shaking up the...
It's because the volume in your headphones isn't loud enough. Okay, so you're not hearing it through the mic.
Do it close to the microphone. Do it close to the microphone. Oh. I keep hearing that. And I'm like, what are you? Just hang on. They're going to stay random. It's okay.
I was wondering why you were looking at me because I'm telling
stop
you.
Stop being that.
Stop being that.
There's a, maybe I'll get to it later on. I kind of have it in a connoisseur file, but there's a series of videos of daughters or kids filming their fathers. If they have any kind of snacks in their hand,
right.
They can't help but shake it all the time. And that's what that reminds me of. You just can't help but sit there and shake around the peanuts or whatever you have in your hands. Okay. Mr. Davis, we want to hear from you from Downingtown East at some point during the show. Now, Casey's shaking the container.
Is it me?
It's going to go over to Steve, and you get to choose, Steve, who the next school is.
Yeah, really?
Really?
All right. What you got, man?
All right. Preston, we are looking at...
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Drum roll.
Ready?
Thank you.
Rancocas Valley Regional High School in Mount Holly, New Jersey.
All right. Rancocas. All right. It's up to you guys. We got to hear from you. And it's so easy to do. Marissa's made it very, very simple. You just text the word teacher to 39333. And then we send a link back to you. And then you'll be able to vote. It's real, real simple to do. So we want to hear from you, student body of Rancocas Valley Regional High School. So please do it. Mount Holly, New Jersey. And we'll give you about 24 hours to do it, roughly. About 23 hours, really. So get on that now. Text the word teacher to 39333. And let's find out the winner is going to get a very cool Preston Steve Coolest Teacher of the Year coffee mug. All right, let's take a break. Come back in a second and dive into the entertainment stories and a stupid question. Give some goodies away to you. We will return in a moment. Stay with us, please.
Love Preston and Steve and WMMR? Check out WMMR.com for more of everything that rocks.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, I don't know what I'm going to get when I hit this button, but you'd mention a bird, and so it's just bird sound effects.
It's just a bird on your shoulder.
Yeah, I know, but it says bird call, great tit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is it going to be somebody screaming great tit? But no, a tit is a bird.
Yes. Your shirt's down a little bit.
Oh, so, it is. Okay, so.
You're having a nipple. He was just commenting on the nipple slip.
That bird that we had there is the great tit.
That is. Okay. That's what a great tit sounds like?
Yeah. I guess so, yeah.
All right.
Man, that's a great tip. All right. So we were happy to hear report back from Downingtown East High School students that they did indeed choose a Coolest Teacher of the Year, and we have that person on the line. We are very happy to welcome to the airways of MMR, Mr. William Davis, the Coolest Teacher. Hey, Mr. Davis.
Gadzooks, guys. How you doing?
Gadzooks, we are doing great. Congratulations. You got to be doing great.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. It's good news.
Are you done for the year?
So this is my last week. I have like one more IEP I have to write and a few meetings, and then we're all done on Friday.
All right. Nice, man. That's cool. IEPs. I'm familiar with IEPs.
What is that?
It's an individual education program, I think, is what that stands for.
Yep, exactly.
So you're a special ed teacher, correct?
Yeah, I teach emotional support at Downingtown East.
Okay. Wow.
That's great, man. How long have you been doing that?
I've been. This is actually going to be the end of my 6th year.
Okay, and the entire time at Downingtown?
The entire time, yeah. I graduated from Westchester University and got a job right after graduation.
Nice. Where did you go to high school?
Downingtown East.
Nice. Oh, that's great.
That is cool. Yeah. What is that like, going, teaching, you know, at the school that you went to?
Honestly, it made the transition a lot easier because I had a rapport built with a lot of the my colleagues, because I either had them as a teacher or they just knew of me as a student, and luckily I wasn't that bad of a student where I left a bad impression.
Okay. What did they what did any of the longtime staff members there tell you that, you know, you didn't know about as a student? Did you hear anything from them, any stories?
No, nothing really. A lot of them just kind of gave me some great advice. You know, the best advice I got was, you know, make waves, prepare to surf. You know, just do your job, keep your head down, and do right by the kids. And
that's good. That's good advice. Special ed teachers, I know a number of special ed teachers, and they're a wonderful breed. So
yeah,
it takes an extra level of effort. So kudos to it for what you do.
Two of my best friends are special ed teachers, and there's a special place in heaven for you. Hey, William, was it weird calling these teachers by their first name when you first started working there?
I still struggle to it today.
How about the teacher's lounge? Did you ever see the inside of that until you became a staff member?
No. No, not until usually those things are sacred at dining time, you know, closed doors.
Yeah. Yes, you have to respect that. What you need to do, I don't know if you currently watch it, but the show Schooled is exactly that scenario where someone goes to a school and then goes back as a teacher, and it's you know, in the Goldbergs family, so it's very funny, but I think you get a kick out of it.
Nice.
I would.
So what do you got going on this summer, man? I know that things are limited with restrictions and so on, but do you have any plans?
Go down to the shore for a little bit and just kind of focus on me and get ready for the fall.
All right. Well, listen, we're very happy that you got this award. Obviously, the student body thinks a lot of you. And as a memento, we're going to give you the coveted Preston and Steve Coolest Teacher of the Year coffee mug.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
It's an incredible honor, actually. It's right up there with the Nobel Peace Prize. It's right, so up there. We just don't like to boast. Yeah.
All right, William, congratulations, man. Thanks for coming on this one.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Mr. Davis, special ed teacher at Downingtown East, and a very deserving gentleman, obviously. So next is Rancocas Valley High School in Mount Holly. We're asking you the same thing. Your favorite teacher could be the one that calls us tomorrow and gets the mug as well. So please, just text the word teacher to 39333, and we'll see what happens. All right, so I'm going to do a stupid question. We are going to give away a Fandango Now promotional code to see The High Note with Tracy Ellis, Dakota Fanning, and Ice Cube. Weird question for you this morning.
All right.
There is a sunken ship in the Thames Estuary.
Yes.
Filled with wartime explosives. What is the name of that sunken ship? 215-263-WMMR. You might have to look this one up.
Yeah.
Or if you're Nick, you just know it. 215-263-WMMR.
It's in an estuary, you say.
There's a sunken ship in the Thames Estuary filled with wartime explosives, and it's called what? 215-263-WMMR.
I'm well versed in United Kingdom estuaries, and this one is eluding me.
All right, let's go to birthdays, and we'll start with one that comes out of the United Kingdom on June 2nd. Charlie Watts, drummer of the Rolling Stones. It was just Ron Wood's birthday yesterday.
Yes, I wonder if they go to Outback Steakhouse together.
Maybe. Yeah. They get a free Bloomin' Onion for their birthday.
Is there a point where you age out of the Bloomin' Onion?
I don't know.
You're too old now.
He's 79 years old today, Charlie Watts.
He had sort of the...
Go ahead, Kathy. No, because it'll kill you. Yeah, like, the Bloomin' Onion, you can eat that in your 20s, and that's it.
Right, when you can handle it. But he had sort of a break, well, not a breakout moment, but a very fun moment during that concert from home, where he was playing the virtual drum kit.
Yeah. He was playing, essentially, the movements of your arms in the air will cause you to trigger certain sounds on the drums.
I didn't know until you mentioned that, because I think most people, as I, thought he was just air drumming, but he was actually drumming.
Yeah.
Steve, he married his wife in 1968, and he's been with the same woman the entire time. You know,
wow.
That's a lot for a Rolling Stone, dude.
That's
a lot for a Stone. Wow. So happy birthday, Charlie Watts, 79 years old today. Actor Zachary Quinto.
Great.
Plays Spock in the new Star Trek series.
He is so perfect as Spock. That's why I would love to see another movie.
Yeah.
He just carried up the mantle, and when he and Nimoy were sharing the screen together,
oh, man.
You just saw how good he was.
Yep. He's
he also hosts, as would be befitting Leonard Nimoy, he hosts the Unsolved Mysteries,
right.
The series on, I think it's History.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great show.
What was the one that Leonard Nimoy did?
Well, it was the same. It's the same. Whatever the title of that show was, that's the title of this show.
Unsolved Mysteries, I think.
Is it Unsolved Mysteries?
Was that the name of it?
There was a show called Unsolved Mysteries.
I just, whenever that would come on when I was a kid.
I think I'm wrong on the title, but it was something similar to that.
Something else.
Maybe that was the Robert Stack show.
I don't know. Maybe Nick just knows. I don't know.
Yeah, he knows everything. He knows his estuaries.
But Zachary Quinto is celebrating his 43rd birthday today. Dominic Cooper, also an actor, and from a couple of the world of the Avengers family, the Marvel family, he played the younger Howard Stark.
Yes.
That's mainly where I know him from. So he was on Agent Carter.
Okay.
And, Captain America, the First Avenger.
Have you seen any of the Agent Carter series?
I never did.
There's two of them.
Uh-uh.
Any is if there's 1,400. There's two of them. But watch both those. I guarantee you will love them.
Celebrating
their period pieces.
His 42nd birthday today.
History's mystery, Steve.
No, that's not the Leonard Nimoy show.
That is the Leonard Nimoy show.
From the 1970s?
No, this is late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, check 70s. It was.
Yeah.
It's going to drive
God
me crazy.
Damn it.
I'll get it. You keep going. I got you, bro.
I expect nothing less from an estuary expert.
Yeah, think really, really hard, Nick.
Okay, I know. It's so hard.
Give him a minute to think.
So Dominic Cooper, 42. Justin Long is 40, celebrating his 42nd birthday as well. And we had mentioned Star Trek and obviously Galaxy Quest, a complete riff on that, and he was great in it.
An unbelievably funny part. Oh. And maybe the highlight, the biggest laugh in the movie when he's talking to Tim Allen. And he's saying, you know, he's been sort of taken off his perch, and he's, you know, none of the stuff is real. He says, remember what I told you about it not being real? It's real. And he goes, I knew it.
Yeah. In search of.
In search of.
I'm glad you just knew that, man.
Nick. I did. Yeah, it took me a while.
Oh, my God. All right.
I saw Nick, and it's an interesting process. He actually puts his hands to his temples and rubs them in a circular fashion.
And massages it right out.
And he massages the information right out of that cranium.
It's like a, you know, it's like a zit. You got to push.
Right. And then activate.
Then it goes. Yeah. So anyhow, Justin Long is 42 today. Morena Baccarin.
Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous. Yes. In Deadpool, she plays his, you know, girlfriend / wife and. She's 41 years old today. Stunningly beautiful.
Is there going to be a third of those?
Yes, there's going to be a third. Obviously, with everything going on, all those plans are delayed. She has one of the laugh. I mean, of Deadpool 2. There's a great line that I love that she delivers when she says, "Don't f's." You know that last exchange. He says to her, "Don't f Elvis," and she says, "Don't f."
No, I don't remember that part.
It's hilarious. Now
in the first movie,
second movie.
Oh, the second movie.
Yeah.
She's 41 today. Wayne Brady, our buddy. Worst interview we've ever had, probably. People always ask, who was the worst interview you've ever had? And he's in the top three.
Neck and neck with Wallace Shawn.
He's 48 today. Dana Carvey, an awesome guy.
A genius.
Is 65 years old. Nikki Cox, the actress.
What's happened to her, man?
I don't know. She was tinkering with her face. I know that for a while.
Tinkering doesn't describe it now. It's Army Corps of Engineers time. I mean, she's really... change that up.
42 today. Dennis Haysbert.
Yeah.
From Major League and 24 and the Allstate commercials.
He was in our studio, right?
Is 62. Yeah, I think he has been, right?
Yeah. It was the old studio. It was like 2007, 2008.
Okay, he's great.
He's
Look
large.
At me remembering.
Gentleman. Yeah, all this remembering going on.
Someone's taking some supplements.
66
and
today.
Kathy, yesterday, Julianne Hough, we mentioned her. She was in studio twice, and one of the times she was in studio was with Josh Duhamel. I found a photo later in the day.
Yes!
Yeah.
God, I remembered.
Yeah, she was in for one of those Nicholas Sparks movies with Josh
Duhamel.
That's
right.
And she was also in for Footloose.
Yep, you're correct. Stacey Keach also celebrates a birthday today. Long career, and he's been in loads of stuff throughout the years.
I mean, Cheech and Chong's first movie.
Yeah.
He was the hilarious. Well, he was a narc, right?
Yeah. He was great in that. He's 79 today. Sally Kellerman, who starred, you know, go way back to the MASH movie.
Yes.
She was Margaret
Hot Lips.
Yeah.
She was the original Hot Lips?
Yeah, she was.
Okay.
And then back to school. She's Thornton Mellon's teacher. She's 83 today. And then celebrating birthday today, Jerry Mathers the Beaver. He is 72 years old today, and Eddie Haskell just died.
He just died. Coincidence?
Celebrates birthday shortly after the death.
Absolutely, you know what? Yes.
That's inappropriate.
Authorities are looking into this as we speak, Steve. So happy birthday to everybody celebrating birthday today. Second day of June. Let's see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. There's a sunken ship in the Thames Estuary filled with wartime explosives. What's it called? 215-263-WMMR. I don't know. Let's go to Mike, see if he knows the answer. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Mike, do you know the answer, sir?
Would it be the SS Richard Montgomery?
You are correct. Oh. Hang on, Mike. The SS Richard Montgomery, and it's filled with explosives. I don't know why they've never gone down and tried to get those out of there, but...
That would seem to be something that you'd want to get out of the estuary.
I mean,
if you want to keep the estuary intact, you don't leave explosives in it.
Mike, hang on. We're going to get your information. We're going to set you up with the Fandango Now promotional code to see The High Note, starring Tracy Ellis Ross, Dakota Fanning, and Ice Cube, available on demand now. All right, so let's get into the entertainment report. As you can imagine, with all the unrest that's been going on, a lot of celebrities are speaking out and also paying up as well. Several celebrities, including Chrissy Teigen, Seth Rogen, Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Jamila Jamil, Steve Carell, James Blake, Yara Shadidi, Janelle Monáe, Don Cheadle, and Patton Oswalt are all donating funds that will help pay for the bail of protesters. Now, difference between protesters, rioters, I think they're going for more the protesters
as opposed to the rioters. Yeah.
Lively and Reynolds, a joint statement, they said that they promised to examine their complicity in systemic. I'm having a hard time speaking.
By the way, we live in the most... We have, between the coronavirus and this, there's so many long words.
Systemic oppression. They said we've never had to worry about preparing our kids for different rules of law or what might happen if we're pulled over in a car.
I long for the news when it involved Kylie's lip kits.
In their statement, they said, we don't know what it's like to experience that life day in and day out. We can't imagine feeling that kind of fear and anger. We're ashamed that in the past we've allowed ourselves to be uninformed about how deeply rooted systemic racism is. Gabrielle Union wrote on Twitter, okay, I know I'm blowing up some folks' DMs. Worried because I haven't heard from y'all up in Minneapolis, and I must sound like a scared mom. Remember to periodically check in, and just in case you need us, we have donated here. Every amount helps. Be careful, and please take care of each other. Kerry Washington shared a video of her hosting a virtual yoga seminar, so she's telling people to just kind of relax a little bit.
Now that's good.
She said taking time to breathe for those who no longer have breath. Be kind and gentle to yourself today, so that you can be strong in the fight for justice. For those of you who weren't able to join the yoga meditation session today, I encourage you to still embrace a moment of silence to honor these victims and their grieving families. So as you can imagine, there's a lot of people that are speaking up. In fact, former boxing champion Floyd Mayweather is going to be paying for George Floyd's funeral and memorial services after he offered to do so and the family accepted.
That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And there's a video, and I think, Kathy, you retweeted it out yesterday of George Floyd's brother, a passionate statement asking to stop the looting and to stop all that and saying how that's not the way to honor and
protest. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And be known and be heard
and make your voice heard in the way you should. And not the looting, not the violence and not the destruction of and creating collateral damage and sulling the memory of this gentleman.
Right.
It's not the right way to go.
The funeral will be held on June 9th in Floyd's hometown of Houston. Mayweather hasn't met Floyd's family, but Mayweather production CEO Leonard Ellerbe told ESPN.com that the retired boxer had been in touch with them. TMZ reported that Mayweather will also pay for services for Floyd in Minnesota and North Carolina as well. So he wants to chip in. Tiger Woods has spoken up about George Floyd's death. He issued a Twitter statement last night in which he said, my heart goes out to George Floyd, his loved ones, and all of us who are hurting right now. I said he had always had the most utmost respect for law enforcement, but stated this shocking tragedy clearly crossed that line. of how and when force should be used. He spoke about learning from the 1992 L.A. riots that education is the best way forward and rejected violence at protests, saying we can make our points without burning the very neighborhoods we live in.
That's a salient point.
By the way, the music industry is planning Blackout Tuesday for today in honor of George Floyd and other black Americans who have been killed by police. Billboard reports that the idea was begun by two Atlantic record executives to address, quote, the longstanding racism and inequality that exists from the boardroom to the boulevard. Record labels, including Sony, Def Jam, and Columbia will take part, and artists including Quincy Jones, Rolling Stones, and Billie Eilish will observe the day with music releases, online listening parties, and other events stopped at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Viacom, CBS networks, including BET, MTV, Comedy Central, and Nickelodeon will go dark for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. That's happening today at 5 o'clock, which is the length of time that since fired and charged Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin had his knee on Floyd's neck. So they are commemorating that today. The Queen's Commonwealth Trust is siding with Black Lives Matter. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, who now reside in L.A. with their son Archie, serves as president and vice president of the trust. In tweets, the Commonwealth wrote, young people are vital voices in the fight against injustice and racism around the world. As a global community of young leaders, we stand together in pursuit of fairness and a better way forward. Silence is not an option. And then they wrote, hashtag Black Lives Matter. Another tweet read, we all have the power to affect positive change. It is time to speak up and speak out. And to time to have uncomfortable conversations with ourselves and with others. Time to educate ourselves and unlearn. Time to come together and build a better future. They quoted Martin Luther King Jr. as well, who wrote, injustice is a threat to justice everywhere. Now, while the royal family has been silent on the death of Floyd, it doesn't continue on.
More to come.
Oh, observers are saying this essentially breaks their silence. So that's, okay. That's what it is. Now, Prince
Andrew. They should have included that in the copy.
Meanwhile, Prince Andrew, who came under fire for reportedly avoiding an investigation into his relationship with the late convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, will not be returning to his royal duties.
How about this injustice, huh?
According to the Sunday Times, many in the family consider him toxic, and the Queen has resigned herself to his withdrawal from public life.
Oh, you knew that was coming, though. Yeah. There was no way, out of that. There's so much in the way of incriminating photographs and video and people who have put him at the scene with these sex island. What do they call this, the island? It was
The plane was
pedophile,
like,
island or something like that. Yeah.
Anybody just watch the this thing on Netflix about Epstein? There's a documentary of the I wouldn't say tiger, but it's a few part
pedo king.
No. It's a like a 3 or 4 part series.
No, I haven't. Yeah.
Okay. So
is it good?
It's hard to watch, man.
Yeah, well, because he's a disgusting individual.
Oh, my God, yes.
Not only that,
he's not as inspiring as Joe Exotic.
No, he's not. And that's why I'm like, well, I don't even know why I said that.
I saw the title, Casey, and it made me laugh because it's a Preston and Steve show reference, but it's Filthy Rich.
Yeah.
Tons of money.
Yeah. Speaking, and I'm glad you mentioned Tiger King. This will blow your mind.
Kathy, I know you're sitting down, but re-sit down.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get up.
All right.
Sit back down.
Okay. Carol Baskin has been awarded control over the zoo that was operated by Joseph Maldonado Passage, also known as Joe Exotic. Yes. Well, for her, yeah. The Oklahoma Zoo, GW Exotic Animal Memorial Park, has been under the control of Jeff Lowe, but now Baskin has been granted control by a judge.
So a judge must have assessed that Lowe was just not... How do you even... At what level do they consider taking care of the animals? You know, everyone's been horrible at it, but okay. Mm-hmm. So they decided he wasn't anywhere near the ballpark, so they've given it to her.
Wait, so is this part of the lawsuit?
Well, here's the deal. So it was reported that the zoo was fraudulently transferred to Joe's mother years ago to keep it out of reach from creditors, including Baskin's Big Cat Rescue. Lowe now has 120 days to vacate the premises and remove all of his animals from the property. Yeah, Kathy, I assume that must be it.
It is. It has to be.
It has to be that suit that they had filed way back when.
So I guess the transfer to Lowe is kind of null and void if it
was deemed
back to it being in the mother's name.
It was deemed illegal.
I think so. Wow.
Yeah, it was not. It didn't hold up in court.
And right, Joe is in jail for 22 years.
He must be flipping his lid right now, man.
She's getting exactly what she wanted.
How did they decide which of the guards got to tell Joe?
I mean, I just imagine like Yosemite Sam, like, boom! You know, his head's just on fire. Oh, jeez. Oh,
what are you talking about?
Come again? In my good ear. In my good ear. What did you say?
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. So that's a big turn of events.
Oh, she just keeps winning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I am dying to hear what he has to say. So
the only thing now left is if the husband who is the husband that's supposedly dead came back and is alive.
Right.
And,
oh, my God.
Exonerates her.
Yes. Yeah. Wouldn't that?
Yeah. Dude, son of a bitch.
I've been down in South America this whole time.
What? And he's got a gorgeous tan.
That would be awesome if that happened. Oh, my God.
I wasn't killed.
I'm okay.
Oh, God. God damn it.
Well, moving on to another favorite subject, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. They've taken legal action against West's former bodyguard, who described him as the, quote, neediest, moodiest, and worst tipper.
Yeah, I read an article that this guy was interviewed, and a ton of unflattering stuff about being Kanye's bodyguard.
They sent a cease and desist order threatening Steve Stanulis with a $10 million suit if he speaks out again, according to TMZ.
$10 million. And she's a lawyer now, Preston. She could take him to court herself.
Their legal team accuses the erstwhile bodyguard of making false and defamatory statements on the Hollywood Raw podcast, adding that it is also a breach of his confidentiality agreement, which he signed in 2016.
Well, if he had one of those, yes, he is in violation of that.
Now, his rep said it is unfortunate that this private matter between all parties has gotten out. However, no breach of any confidentiality agreement was done. And he said, my client went on a podcast promoting his new film, Fifth Borough, that is set to come out June 3rd, and old stories that were already out there were brought up.
Another donkey movie.
He is an NY... No, it's like a neighborhood in New York.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He is a former NYPD officer, police officer, and he called many of West's rules, including walking 10 feet behind him, ridiculous. But he also said that he's the most hardworking client he's ever had as well.
He also said that every time that Kanye West had Jell-O, it was his job to put M&M happy faces in the top of the Jell-O.
He had to do that.
Wow. How demeaning.
I don't necessarily think walking 10 feet behind you. It's not like in some of those cultures where the women have to walk like 10 feet behind their spouse. It's like, I need, like, a barrier, and I think 10 feet is a safe barrier for anybody who might come up behind me and attack me, don't you think?
Hey, maybe. Man,
it might be a tactical decision.
Kanye apologist, man.
I don't know. did Kanye Jenner... Jesus, I can't...
It's okay.
I'm seeing these things, and I can't say them.
It's loopy, isn't it?
Kanye Jenner.
It's crazy, this world. This family's so cray-cray.
Did Kylie Jenner blow up her billionaire standing by shelling
Preston, out... Preston, yesterday I was doing my nails with a bandsaw, and I was thinking about how crazy our family is.
Standing by shelling out more than $100 million in a private jet and multiple real estate deals. Page Six speculates that that's the case after Forbes stripped the 22-year-old of her youngest ever self-made billionaire title, claiming that she... faked her tax returns and used a web of lies to boost her net worth. We were talking about this yesterday, obviously.
This is to me, and you brought this up yesterday, what a non-story this is. She's still insanely wealthy.
Yeah.
So I guess if it matters...
But there's a status thing with the three comma club.
I guess from our perspective, who cares?
Exactly. I agree. There was on a show that we used to watch on Silicon Valley.
Yes.
Remember this? There was a billionaire on the show.
Yep.
And he goes into this severe depression because he had lost his money.
Yeah.
And his backers,
it's a status.
They were all upset. And they were going, how much did you lose? And he's like, I only have $980 million now. And he was just upset about the fact that he was below the billion. So, it was a... a sarcastic look on right. how they view that. You
and
know?
In the show Billions now, there is there's a story arc where he becomes a DECA, you know, a part of the DECA club. So he's over $10 billion.
There you go.
You know, so they have $10 billion.
All
right. So Page Six reports that she spent between $50 million and $70 million on a Global Express jet alone, which she had fitted out in the theme of her daughter Stormy's birthday. According to one source, the jet cost $5 million a year to run as well. Those private jets run like $50 to $70 million. Isn't that what you can buy like an F-18 for?
I know.
You know?
I know. It's crazy. But she had this one retrofitted. It runs on leaves.
Okay.
So, you know, just to keep environmentally friendly.
Okay. Can you buy an F-18?
No.
Okay. No, I mean, without the guns and the missiles.
Without the weapon systems?
Yeah.
I don't know, Kevin.
I think if you could just contact the Pentagon, they have a used and for sale section on their website.
I feel like you should be able to. Yeah, like, I need to get there
sort
fast.
Of stuff. Yeah. But yeah, it just cross out tank and write in F-18.
All right. She also snagged a $36.5 million estate in Holmby Hills, California. Grabbed
Pentagon, can I help you?
A $15 million vacant plot of land next to her current home in Hidden Hills. She shelled out $3.25 million for land at the exclusive Madison Club in Palm Springs and hired Tom Brady's architect, Richard Landry, to build a new house.
So, again.
Also, she has donated millions to coronavirus relief, wildfire relief, and women's charities as well. So she can do what she wants to with it.
Right? That's actually, the certified she has done that. And again, we ask, and the question always, it fascinates me. And it's at what level does it become meaningless? That, how, that, the wealth, you know?
Yeah.
At what point, do you don't want for anything? And that's what amazes me. There's never a second thought. She never goes in. She never goes to the Learjet shop and looks at the price tag.
Right, right. Yeah. When you're of that level and millions of dollars
yeah.
are just, they're more like hundreds of dollars.
Right.
You know, so.
It's like I forget, it was Richard Bell's who used to do a bit about Paul McCartney. Like, I think I just left a million in the couch. It must have fallen down between the cushions. And that's at that level, that's how blasé you get about it.
Yep. All right, I got some more on the split between Julianne Hough and Brooks Laish. They had very different ideas when it came to life and marriage, a source tells ET.
And also the origins of the universe.
The pair have been quarantining separately amid the coronavirus pandemic, with her in L.A., he in Idaho. And according to the source, it has taken Julianne and Brooks some time to find the right moment to announce their split. They haven't been happy together for a long time, but they needed to come to terms with the facts that their marriage was over. Now, they don't go into detail on that, but apparently they just needed some time.
He's not in the NHL anymore, and I wonder, you know, when an athlete hangs him up and isn't skating and, you know, doesn't have anything to do, if that just ruins all of it.
I think, well, now we could draw a parallel between the Kristen Cavallari story and her husband, or now as soon to be ex-husband,
right?
He was a quarterback and a celebrated quarterback, and even on the series, very Cavallari, they pointed out how he didn't know what to do with his time.
It's probably a lot of the attraction in the first place too. You know, like, she started dating a guy who was playing in the NHL, and Kristen Cavallari was dating a guy in the NFL. You know, Brooks Laish was a really good player for a long time, and now he's not anymore, and that's got to mess with him and all. I mean, not that I really care that much about these people.
No, but to that point, Nick, I think that's a word of advice for women looking for a prospective husband. Marry a bum with a future.
Yeah. Yes. Marry a third-string quarterback.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Marry a fifth-liner. Do not marry
a loser, but with potential.
Right. No, but there are there's an industry in trying to counsel professional athletes when they have to enter just, you know, and be a layperson again.
Could this be your cottage industry?
No, I'm not wise enough.
At Casey Estates.
Casey Estates, we address the issue of post-career athletes.
I need the breaking news sound effect.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
If you wouldn't mind. Yeah, so.
Breaking news
right now?
This just in. Naomi Campbell doesn't eat dairy, chicken, or gluten, and she loves spice.
Oh, my God!
Breaking news. We go down to Jim Iglesias outside the Pentagon, where they've just announced a fire sale on all F-18s.
Inventory has got to go.
End of the year prices have never been lower.
No.
Surface-to-air missiles, we got them.
Naomi Campbell doesn't eat dairy, chicken, or gluten, and she loves spice. Her personal chef, Sean John, tells Page Six.
We had the conversation yesterday, so obviously our mindset on the show is to be a diversion from all the stuff going on. And as you're trying to find things to talk about, and as you're trying to wring positivity or anything entertaining out of the news, you end up with a Naomi Campbell.
Yeah, with what her personal choices in the kitchen are. He said, I've cooked for her for over 10 years. She has her own stuff at home, but I prepare one really good meal a day, and it's super clean and really healthy. She's an Ital, which is a Jamaican word for a clean vegetarian style.
She's an Ital, which is Jamaican for bitch.
He said, like Bob Marley Rasta talk.
What the hell is he talking about?
She has to have flavor. You can't just put salt and pepper in it. I don't do that anyway, but she knows.
Get out of here with that.
There's got to be...
She knows.
I don't do that.
There's got to be some spice and herbs, he said. She's all about making it soulful and flavorful. This has been breaking news.
I can't believe that even went beyond the headline, Preston. I thought the headline kind of said it all.
Nick, you have an addition to the story?
I'm just curious where this interview took place.
Where the interview took place?
Yeah, yeah. Like, who's asking?
At the edge of an active volcano, Nick.
I don't know.
Just to add flavor to it.
Millions of Americans are watching more TV while being stuck at home, but ad dollars for national TV spots fell by 26.7% to 2.7 billion, actually, according to the Standard Media Index. SMI says ad revenue for broadcast television fell 33.4% to $907 million in April, while ad revenue for cable TV fell 24.8%. Syndicated TV, however, has enjoyed a sweet spot with revenue rising 12.1%. And in April, most ad dollars were generated by The Masked Singer Fox.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
Hey, was Justin that show has been number one. So it is the most popular show on television. You heard Justin Guarini was
on it? Somebody was saying that maybe they thought he was the turtle.
Somebody you know says he was the turtle?
One of the turtle mask or whatever. I haven't watched it since the first season, so I wasn't sure. Nick, you're...
I don't think so. I follow him on social media, and he hasn't said anything about it. And there's nothing on IMDb either, Kay, so I don't think he was on it.
I don't think he would do that. I think that would be a career step down. Because honestly, here's the big secret to The Masked Singer. The people actually wearing the masks are really...
Not always.
Who's the most prominent, well-known singer they've had on that show?
Well, I mean, Gladys Knight was on there.
Legit, real deal soul singer, one of the best. Yeah. Right. So they've had some legitimacy.
Chuck Khan
was on there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, anyhow, but an interesting point. I think a lot of reason you'll see the one of the main reasons you see that advertising down is because a lot of businesses can't afford to be advertising right now.
They can't afford to be advertising, and also there's they're not going to pay for repeats. That's why they're recycling through stuff. That's why you're seeing these. If you go on to, for example, the iTunes movie selection or Apple TV or even on Netflix, you'd have a roster of new releases. A lot of times now, what they're doing is they're pumping up old movies that they think no one really knows about, and they're putting them up there. You see it all the time now.
Yeah, I do.
Trying to recycle some old stuff.
One last thing. WWE Network made more than 15,000 titles free and ad-free on Monday. The free version, dubbed by Executive VP Jared Donlan, as a balance of providing a great experience for our fans by essentially offering unlimited access to a larger array of programming while still maintaining the value of our more premium content at $9.99 per month. So this is, this is WWE Streamer.
So
they've offered a free streamer now.
Is that sort of a collection of all things, wrestling matches and
things
of that nature?
They'll offer Monday Night Raw, Friday Night SmackDown, and NXT. So some of their big WWE flagship shows. And The Masked Wrestler, really. Marissa?
Well, yeah.
I heard there's a series on that WWE Network about the Undertaker that is, like, riveting.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, so I guess he never really went.
He did it again.
Because he never, did anything publicly. He never did interviews or anything. But cameras followed him around for, 3 years. And it's supposed to be really great.
Okay. It might be worth looking
possibly,
into.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Briss. Let's get into clips, if you will. In the sketch series, I Think You Should Leave, comedian Tim Robinson and his guests take absurd measures to drive a person crazy to the point where they want to leave. In this clip, Tim discusses how this concept is different from other sketch shows. Here we go.
Yeah, a lot of successful sketch shows had those kind of wraparounds where the person is being themselves and letting you know who they are while you watch them be someone crazy. But it felt forced to us. Like, I mean, as I'm sitting out here, I'm not as comfortable being myself. So I think it would have been, it would have come off as forced and inauthentic.
Yeah!
This is one of the funniest shows, Preston, that I have ever seen.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the nine episodes, I think, on eight, maybe on Netflix. So I just happened upon it. I've always liked him. And from the first, there are so many laugh-out-loud skits from an ensemble that's top-notch.
I always forget the name of it, though.
Yes.
I always forget the name of it, and I'm so glad that this is like a clip today so I can actually write the name down. Because you recommended it for me, and I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, I retweeted it. There's a skit that they did with Vanessa Beyer from SNL, formerly SNL as well, about Instagram and all that stuff. It's great.
So what, is there one unsuspecting person in the room?
No. The way he described it is kind of wrong. What it is, it's just skit comedy, but it's very aggressively wrong and very aggressively uncomfortable. But there's it's not like a hidden camera thing. It's straight up skits.
All right, it says, I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson is streaming now on Netflix. Here's the next clip.
No. It was potted down.
There we go. Space Force is a new workplace comedy series that follows the crew tasked with creating a new branch of the military. In this clip, Steve Carell recalls working with the late Fred Willard on the show. So here is the clip.
He'd improvise a lot of stuff, obviously. And after one take, the crew put down all their equipment and gave him a standing ovation. It was, he was a joy. And just a really sweet person as well. A sweet guy.
Space Force is streaming now on Netflix.
I started watching that last night, and it is great. I laughed a bunch, but it's bittersweet seeing Fred Willard on the screen.
Like,
he's so funny, and it's just sad because it's still so recent.
By the way, people texting in the thing that Marissa was talking about The Undertaker is called The Last Ride, and people are agreeing it's phenomenal. So,
I love the movie The Wrestler. I love some of the there was a series about the dark side of wrestling, and you talk about dealing with a career where you're the focus of attention and you have this big cult of personality, and then what happens after that. And there's a whole series, it's a limited series that deals with that. I watched one episode. And it was, again, it's riveting. The stories are inherently, you know, they're sad.
Yeah, they can be, for sure. All right, so we're going to take a break. We want to remind you that Rancocas Valley High School in Mount Holly, New Jersey, is the one that is voting today for the coolest teacher of the year. We actually spoke to Mr. William Davis from Downingtown East just a little while ago, and he gets the Preston Steve coffee mug and the distinction of being the coolest teacher. Listen, they're all great. But we do this as an overall thank you to teachers and what they do throughout the year. So, Rancocas, you guys are up. Rancocas Valley High School. Text the word teacher to 39333, and we'll send you the voting link. We are going to take a break. We will come back in just a moment, so make sure you stay with us.
And Steve Show podcast.
Wait, turn up the sound.
93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
With all this going on, we managed to squeeze out a new Preston and Steve Daily Rush video.
I saw that pop up. I was stunned.
That's courtesy of our friend Nick Murphy. And the title is Preston Reacts to Kylie Jenner's COVID-19 Message. The description is the Surgeon General wanted influencers to help spread the word about COVID-19 and Preston advises against it. So that was from a little while back. I don't remember that. We'll have to go.
It's got
to
be like 2 months ago.
And watch it. And you can see it at PrestonandSteve.com, sponsored by Punchline Philly, Fishtown's first comedy club, restaurant, and bar. Reminder, Rancocas Valley High School, Mount Holly, New Jersey. You are voting for the coolest teacher of the year. We want to hear from you. Text the word teacher. 239333, obviously. And as you said, Steve, we try to be an entertainment distraction from some of the realities of the world.
We decided a while ago that, listen, you know where to get the information that you need.
Right.
And that we try to be the break from that.
But we don't completely ignore the important things that are going on in the world. And Marissa's been right in the middle of it's wow, because I watched the news reports yesterday and, you know, on the Vine Street Expressway where people were gathering. I'm like, that is right outside Marissa's window. I mean, right there.
If you notice, most of the news maps now include a little icon of Marissa.
Yeah. She's small enough where she can fit on a little map like that.
But so right near you, right?
Yeah, I'm like a little flat Stanley.
So were you watching? Did you go outside and keep an eye on that stuff? Or what were you doing?
I was. Actually, yesterday I needed to run an errand. I needed to stop by the drugstore. But unfortunately, none of the stores near me were open yesterday.
Right.
A lot of them had been ransacked or were just closed because nobody quite knew what was going
boarded
to be
up
going
too,
on.
Or
boarded up. If you walk through Center City right now, it kind of looks like we're preparing for like a hurricane.
Right. Yeah, Steven Singer sent me a picture yesterday of the storefront. They put boards up, just in case.
No, and it's wise to do that until the a handle's gotten on this and cooler heads prevail, but it's just weird, Preston. So there were stores open around you. We've been under lockdown, and there's, you know, things like necessary things have been open. Everything's necessary on one level or another. But now even that, those are shut down,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, there's just moments where, you know, I'll see people in line for the supermarket, and then suddenly they're just the edict comes down, and it's like 4 o'clock, everything's closed. So they'll close down supermarkets or drugstores. You know, there's some stores that are boarded up. In fact, on Sunday, I was out of town on Saturday. You know, some of the protests had come past my house, and then, you know, some of the violence traveled back towards it. But on Sunday, the amount of people I saw, you know, these companies that just out of nowhere come with plywood and are able to, you know, block up a whole block of the city. I mean, Walnut and Chestnut Street from Broad Street to nearly 20th, 21st are destroyed.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if
so
you look
like all of those stores on fire, looted.
And stores were just many of these businesses were just hanging on by a thread to begin with. Just in the news today, a Bourbon Blue in Manayunk closing now forever.
Another one that, you know, like Pharmacia in Old City, Mad River, we've heard a lot of these places that decided that they just couldn't survive the pandemic.
I saw a list yesterday of like a lot of the places that were looted and destroyed, and it's so extensive, and it was stuff that, you know, I saw some of the pictures, some of the video, the video for I watched live of the protesters on the Vine yesterday was unbelievable, but you know, I was looking through the list of stores and I'm like, oh my god, that store. Mm-hmm. Hey, I mean, like Marissa said, it is parts of the city are just completely destroyed.
And Marissa, speaking about the Vine, this may be a really stupid question, but could you smell any of the tear gas, because they were firing a lot of it?
No, I was far enough away. I at some point I didn't know what was going on. So, you know, I'm on text chains with friends and we're constantly checking in on each other. You know, something might be going on in your neighborhood. What's going on? Have you guys seen this? There was a lot of stuff on social media at the beginning, and it seems like a lot of that has gone dark. So we're not all privy to like what might be happening or what's being anticipated. So I started to walk towards the parkway to see what was going on. And then there's a lot of police protection. And I think I had missed the tear gas coming. By the time I walked out, I think the crowds had cleared. And it was a little bit further up, so I didn't quite see
that. Have you seen a National Guard in your area?
I didn't. Most of the National Guard are near City Hall. Yeah. But I did watch them driving in on I guess, Sunday night. So now I just sit, and to back to what Nick was saying, why I walked over there was just because there was 5 helicopters over my house. So I texted a friend that lives across the street. I'm like, you know what's going on? He said, well, there's people heading towards Old City. So the information is even, you know, a little mixed of what's going on. And the best thing we can do is talk about it, because you try to figure out, you know, people are doing peaceful protests, but then something happens, and you just want to know what it is and why it's happening what's going on.
Preston made the distinction earlier, and it's one that's made time and time again, and we talk about it. Again, we try to be the distraction, but there are people who are exercising their right to protest, and then there are, you know, borderline insurrectionists who are wanting to capitalize on on this and destroy, creating collateral damage with innocent people, destroying businesses and the livelihoods, and that's just wrong. But so from where you were, I mean, you were directly across from the tear gas and all that stuff on the
a few blocks away.
Okay,
but close to it. Yes, okay. In fact, right. I was on the phone with Chuck D'Amico because he was stuck in the traffic, and he was like, "I don't know really? Where I'm going or what I'm doing. They're sending me towards the Ben Franklin Bridge."
He was trying to get
That's
over to Jersey.
Close. He was trying to get yeah. home. Yeah. I was like,
yeah, "How do you if you're if, yeah. because you have yeah? Where do you go down?"
You well, kind of so, have to so, loop around, I guess.
Yeah, all well, the way around.
Well, so yeah, because you were saying yesterday, Nick, that 76 was based. 676 and 76 were closed right there, right by the, I guess, 30th Street Station.
Yeah, I saw signs on 76 eastbound. I was driving towards Conshohocken, and they had signs up saying don't drive into the city because 676 was closed. And, Marissa, I think this was the time that the tear gas incident was happening. And then, but they also said 76 through the city was closed. So just avoid Center City entirely.
Because
yesterday,
they had 76 closed because of that construction.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's been a mess. So you couldn't get off at Spring Garden Street, which is that little exit right before, the 676 exit. And then, but then they decided to open up the 676 exit, and that's where like people like Chuck could get up there and then go to the Walt Whitman Bridge and go over.
As a city dweller, has this impacted your ability to enjoy the coronavirus?
The what, Steve? Wait, yeah. What else is going on here? Mm-hmm.
I just, you got to plan out your day.
Yeah. Go out tomorrow and enjoy the hailstorm.
Yes.
And just relax.
And relax in the hailstorm.
I would welcome a brush fire.
So you guys brought up the peaceful protesters and then the people that are looting and all of that. The commissioner actually addressed it and said that all of it is being organized, which is what's making it pretty difficult for the police to be, you know, everywhere at the same time. But that even the looting is being organized. And that's why there's such large crowds, you know, at one place, whether it be the Foot Locker or, you know, a Target or whatever, is that that is also organized and most of it being done on social media.
Yeah, Kathy, she came... Commissioner Allo came from Portland, where they've been dealing with this for a long time. Her level of expertise in this is, from what I understand, pretty high. So she's got a handle on that. I'll be curious to see how they move forward, because when you have people, you know, you have people who, again, there are innocent victims. It was an innocent victim that set this all off in their tragic story with George Floyd. And you know, to me, I don't want to get, you know, deep into it as far as that goes, because you know how you feel and you know what the story is. But you see these people with these businesses and these, you know, just coming out of the coronavirus and getting decimated.
Seriously.
It's just so horrible.
It's
you're adding a wrong on top of a wrong on top of a wrong on top of a wrong. It's just so hopefully we can get back to enjoying the pandemic.
Yes, please.
We're just getting into it. I was getting my groove. I got my mask.
I had so many things in my queue. No, a lot of these stores are supposed
I'm waiting for leprosy.
Be opening up on Friday. You know, like boutiques and restaurants possibly doing outdoor dining.
Well, Delaware is now in what phase?
Delaware was the first one to leave the red phase, or I'm not sure what they're calling it, but but yeah, they were the first to get out of that phase.
Oh yeah. I was just going to say, I think Love Seed Mama Jump is playing at the Rusty Rudder tonight.
Oh, no,
Love Seed, they're back together?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I was staying nearby there and saw all these signs. I was like, of course, while I'm not here, all this music is back.
I was in upstate PA this past weekend, and there were some counties, I think there are six counties that are in the green phase already in upstate PA. And so they have had enough of a decline over the last couple of weeks that they are able to open businesses.
All right. Well, anyhow, we want everybody to stay as safe as you possibly can. I think what we all need is a lovely stroll through the campus of the Just Sayin Institute.
Oh, my God.
To kind of move us in a different direction, if you guys don't mind.
If you want to look away from the coronavirus and the rioting and the murder hornet?
Yes, the murder hornet.
Murder hornet. You take a stroll around the Just Sayin Institute. It's lovely campus situated over 200 acres in West Virginia.
This
opened in 1928.
Run
by Freemasons.
This speaks to those who might be in stressful situations these days. Going gray is kind of your own fault. Researchers plucked gray hairs from a group of volunteers, used a new imaging technique that can detect a pigment throughout the strand of hair, and they were surprised to discover that some hairs were gray at the tip but darker colored at the base, when they'd expect the opposite to be the case. By using the growth rate of the hair, they were able to track back specifically to a time frame in the person's recent history when their hair turned gray, and they found that gray patches coincided with periods of increased stress levels, while areas of color were when the stress had been alleviated.
So they figure that by introducing this stressful information to us about our gray hair, that that's going to help us get out of the gray hair situation.
I don't know, but...
So it can't solely be based on stress.
No, but they do see a correlation.
Because I was a happy-go-lucky kid in high school, and I started to go gray.
Yeah.
I was always whistling and kicking up my heels.
But maybe in some instances, because the old, you know, the adage is, you gray or as you go through stressful times, you age more
quickly. Always say the presidents
go
gray. Yeah, yeah.
You look at them at the beginning of their term and the end of the term, they look weathered and
like
more
Phil
gray.
Donahue.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but look, they're also normally a little bit older as well, and then
this is
sign,
true as well. Yes, but they
I
say
never
that
turned gray.
That, no, he didn't. He stayed
black all the time.
The whole
it's
time.
A miracle.
Yeah, they say they can't prove the removal of stress caused the reversal of the gray's process, but they believe that it is a likely explanation.
Do you dig your gray?
No, I'm tired of it.
You know?
I don't, yeah.
But you got this, now you got this long mane. You look like Bodhi from Point Break.
The Bodhisattva?
Yeah. I think your
the gray beard?
It needs maybe a little trim on that, but otherwise it's good.
Oh, it's getting a little bit long. Yeah. Everything's getting long. But no, I'm not caring for the
because
gray.
I think it looks distinguished.
The gray temples.
So what are you gonna do?
I'm not gonna do anything. I'm allergic to hair dye.
I've been telling you need to use the vegetable dye. It's
I know.
Fine.
But I consulted my wife on this, and she says that I've let it. It's been gray long enough.
What about Easter egg dye?
That it would be weird if I dyed my hair now.
Right, right.
You
right.
know, because I've mm-hmm. let it go too long.
Well, if you just do it, you know, like periodically, systematically,
or
you know, not like me. You don't go right switch to another color. Just you know,
like shock the world.
Yeah,
I could shave it, and then as it comes back, you know, just kind of lightly dye it, and then that would it would look it grew back dark.
Oh.
All I needed to do was shave.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
My penis got larger.
I understand that, but I mean, women do it all the time. They'll go from blonde to brunette, or you know, whatever the other way around,
Kathy,
red. Or so if you wanted to do your beard, you could.
To that point, and you made a sort of a reference to this earlier, Preston, about it in the earlier part of the show about you know that your hair getting longer and people perhaps sticking with it. I can't wait to see when we get to that eventual point when offices are starting to really open up and people get to see what their coworkers look like.
Seriously.
Know.
Yeah, listen, you know, if the people here haven't seen Joe Bell in a while,
that's
going to be a shock.
Joe Bell is looking like a country western star. Yeah.
Kathy, really? He comes in saying ho, ho, ho.
He does.
He's very Santa Claus-esque right now.
We're not kidding. He says it all the time.
So you haven't seen him since the pandemic, Kath?
No, how would I have seen him?
Oh, yeah, you got to see Joe.
He's looking like a
Dylan Jennings.
Yeah.
Joe's our group manager, by the way. He's the head boss here, and he's been letting it
he's
go.
He's like the highwayman, right? Wasn't that the group?
I think so. Yeah.
Joe, send out a selfie so we can see what you look like. So you're talking about all these people wanting to get their hair done, obviously, you know, when this is all over. I was talking to a friend of mine who owns a hair salon, and they're looking at possibly doing 15-hour days when they open because they're going to be so overwhelmed with people coming in, and they're going to split the shift and their employees. So that everybody gets a chance to get in there, make their money, and the salon's just going to stay open. Like she's talking about possibly open at 6 a.m.
Wow. Yeah, Kath, a friend of mine, my best friend, his wife is works in that field, and they're in Missouri, and they went back, you know, like a week or two ago, and first day back was like a 12-hour day.
Wow.
Of doing that, and they were just absolutely overwhelmed, and they were sticking to the guidelines and making sure everybody's wearing masks and one person at a time mm-hmm. and so on. That's going to make it longer, too. Because you're going to have only so many people in the shop.
Can you stack people in a chair? Can you have like
two or three
from a large person to a mid-level to a smaller person?
Yeah, maybe. But you're right, Kath. It's gonna be catch up time. In a big
she
way.
She said already people are contacting, like, "Hey, can I make the appointment now?" So that just so that they can get in.
Yeah. So anyhow, the graying may have a correlation with stress. So this is what this new technique, this new imaging technique.
Well, I trust the Justine Institute. Their information is always accurate.
Let's see what other information they have.
What other information can be culled from the Justine Institute?
Researchers from the University of Science and Technology in China found that exposing mice to artificial light at night is linked to depressive-like behavior.
Ooh, that's the last thing we need, is depressed mice.
Specifically...
Was it because they're up all night?
I don't want to eat the cheese.
Specifically, they found mice exposed to 2 hours of blue light, the same type of light emitted from light pollution and our electronic devices with screens.
Oh, wow.
Daily for 2 weeks, and those mice displayed depressive tendencies in bouts that lasted up to 3 weeks after they were no longer exposed to the light.
So do they recommend the mice put away their cell phones?
They're saying that this correlates to human beings. It's thought that the findings could help scientists understand how exposure to excessive light at nighttime triggers depression in human beings.
I agree with this. By the way, you know you have a setting on your phone, obviously, that is for nighttime mode that will diminish that. If you leave your phone in like a holder on the nightstand, the iPhones have it, and it adjusts the light for that. Or you can just, you know, take the brightness all the way down. But what's your light situation in the room when you go to sleep? Pitch black.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, without question.
No, so I have a couple of, like, meters and stuff like that I have the lights dimmed on. Like, you know, I'm a little crazy with the TV and all that stuff. But they, you know, they have readouts, and I have all the time shut off on that. And the one thing that I do have is I have my alarm clock projects the time up on the ceiling with nudie pictures.
Oh, good. That's good. Now, I'm the opposite. I turn my alarm clock around. It faces the wall, so I don't see it. I don't see what time it is, and I also don't get any of the light from the alarm clock. Yeah.
I have one blue light on my TV that when the TV is off, that shines, and I've just gotten used to it. It still bothers me. Like, I'll look at it every night before I go to bed, but at this point, I'm just used to it.
Do you wear a big flowery beauty mask when you go to sleep?
You know what, Steve? I've never done that. I've never worn those.
I would love to see you in
Kathy, you know what you can do is take just a little piece of black tape and put it over that.
And put it over it, yeah.
Over your eyes.
It's pretty, the circle's pretty big. I mean, I'm sure I could use black tape, but that's how I turn the TV on if I don't use the remote.
Oh, it's the sensor.
Yeah. Okay. So my brother, for years, even before there were electronics, he cannot sleep unless it is complete pitch black. We used to laugh at him. He still does it in his house today. So he'll take like t-shirts, whatever he, you know, towels, it will go, if he had that blue light on the TV, it would be covered. The alarm clock, the DVD player, like any of that, completely covered.
I'm not that bad, but I do have those, the blackout shades.
Yeah.
Which are awesome. When you pull those down, I mean, it can be broad daylight. You would not, now mind you, it doesn't matter because I'm up early regardless. But still, it's nice to have that.
I can fall asleep anywhere. I have fallen asleep in concerts. And
fall asleep at a Fish concert, your all-time favorite band.
It wasn't Fish. It was Train Anastasio. Oh. Kind of the same thing. Yeah. But still,
he fell asleep at the Target that was being looted. Yeah,
And I didn't pass out at the concert. I fell asleep. I was tired. And it was a nice song. I was like, oh, this is a good sitting song.
But
you know?
Can still sleep anywhere, right?
It's a sitting song. Oh, dude, I have fallen asleep while getting my teeth worked on. I have fallen asleep in MRI machines.
I've done. Yeah. I envy you, though. My brother-in-law, Anthony, can sleep. The room can be it could be filled with cymbal players, you know, and it would not matter. He can fall asleep.
What's the most ridiculous scenario in which you've fallen asleep?
Oh, well,
I know mine. Okay. And while you're thinking of yours, and it was after a long day, and we went to go see one of the Godzilla movies.
The first one.
Possibly the loudest movie ever created, and I passed out cold. Flat out fell asleep.
You missed the ending.
All of it. I mean, as loud as you could get. So I can't believe I fell asleep. I was so tired.
It's our schedule.
It is. Yeah. I have fallen asleep during Broadway shows. I mean, like, this is like full on, like, I fell asleep during a show called Kiss Me, Kate. Couldn't even tell you what that freaking show's about.
Did you ever kiss her?
I have no idea what
it's about.
How
much were those tickets, man?
I don't know. It was years and years ago. I fell asleep during Rent.
I could fall asleep getting my hair done at the hair salon, bringing it back to hair. I have to force myself. If I go on a weekday when we've worked, I have to force myself to stay awake.
And by the way, for like new parents, they say, you know, like when you're
putting your baby down for a nap. Everyone wants to be quiet, and I understand that, but they actually say...
Shoot off a starter pistol?
So the kid gets used to it.
No, to actually make noise. Really? And don't, like,
not make noise, but just live your normal life.
Nighty-night.
That way they can fall asleep.
Bring in that Marshall stack, if you would.
Meanwhile, that's great in theory until you're completely exhausted and the kid finally falls asleep and you're like, everyone shut the hell up.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Casey, 1987, Flyers were in the Stanley Cup Finals. They were playing at the Spectrum, which was infinitely louder than the Wells Fargo Center. And my dad's ticket partner, Murray Ross, my dad looks over him, sound asleep during the Stanley Cup Finals.
Was he wasted? Was he drunk?
No. Oh my God. Tired.
Wow. Okay.
Steve, I want to go back to the blackout shades for a second that you mentioned. Sex. I was in Nashville. I was at a Marriott, like one of those boutique hotels that they have.
Right.
It was called the Noel. They had these automatic shades that you just hit a button. They all came down. We woke up at like 1 o'clock one day and we were like, what time is it? Why are we still sleeping? What's going on? Like, it just blacked out the whole room. It looked like it was midnight.
Yeah. My internal clock will wake me up. But I do like that, being able to render the room, you know, because I do have streetlights and that'll cut it out at night.
Let me go to some calls here. I have Curtis on the line. Hey, Curtis. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Y'all rock.
Thanks, bud. I appreciate it. All right. Most ridiculous situation that you fell asleep in.
One day I was getting a tattoo on my right side, right on my ribs, and I was laying down on my left side.
Man, Curtis.
I fell asleep, man.
That's a sensitive spot to be getting a tattoo, too, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. But I don't know. I guess I was just tired.
I would say so, because we had a girl here one time getting a tattoo on her ribs. And she almost passed out from pain.
Yeah. Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
See, I got one over my left breast. Now, that one made me sweat.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Curtis. I appreciate
on my ribs,
it.
I fell right out, man.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Thanks, man. Hang on. Let me go to – I'm going to go to Danny. Hey, Danny, good morning.
Good morning, Preston. How the hell are you?
Awesome, buddy. All right. So where'd you fall asleep?
Okay, well, first of all, I want to preface it by saying I'm an anonymous caller named Dan from Northeast.
Okay. Did you say that you were supposed to be anonymous?
Anonymous caller named Dan Hauser from Northeast.
Oh, no.
All right,
Dan.
And I was banging this married broad, and her husband was a truck driver and would leave at like 5 in the morning to go to work.
Shame on
you.
So
I would go over there in the morning and nail it for 2 or 3 hours before I had to go to work. Well, 3 or 4 days in a row of this, and I was tired, and I fell asleep while I was trying to do the thing.
Were you doing? Were
I was
you
in
working? Hebrick. Okay, you were. You were. Okay.
Oh my God. did she wake you up?
Yes.
Okay. By hitting you in the head.
Well, it's more of a nudge.
A nudge.
Yeah. She fell asleep. You ended up zerbirding her.
She probably loved that, to be honest. Wow. All right, Danny. That one I've never heard of before. Interesting.
All right, anonymous Dan.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it, buddy. Wow. Let me see. I will go. Okay. Yeah, let me go to Russ. Hey, Russ, good morning.
Good morning. You guys rock.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. So, where'd you fall asleep?
I actually fell asleep at a Megadeth concert.
Oh, my God. All right. You have to even be amazed at that.
Yeah, I wasn't drinking, wasn't anything, just wasn't my genre of music, and a buddy of mine wanted to go, so we went, and I just sat down and literally fell asleep.
Wow. And for a majority of the show, did he just let you keep sleeping?
Yeah, they just pretty much let me sleep. I was just sitting there next to them, and they were rocking out, and I was sleeping.
All right.
I mean, to me, I guess if you're just so detached from what's, or perhaps if there's a long, you know, like a long ballot or something, maybe, yeah, depending on the case. But to me, in a movie theater, perhaps I've nodded off every once in a while. But in a concert, it's just too kinetic, yeah, to fall asleep.
The last Star Wars movie, I fell asleep for a while. But in my defense, it sucked. No, in my defense, it was the second time I was watching it.
Oh, well, that's
allowed. I just brought my child so he could.
Oh,
see
dude,
it, so,
I fell asleep at several kids' movies.
Yes,
that were just you know. That, listen, there's some great animated movies, but there are some where I'm like, I'm checking out.
And sometimes you go, Preston, just to have something to do with the kids, and yes, you're not really that invested in it. And
you're not doing anything. I'm gonna snooze. Yeah, mm-hmm. Marissa,
I can fall asleep anywhere.
No kidding.
Anywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Like Casey, I fell asleep during what was the Monty Python
Spamalot?
Yep, fell asleep during that. No idea what happened.
Wow.
But you guys set me up for a press junket years ago to go see Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh yeah.
And so I get in a plane right after the show. It was in Tahoe, so it's not easy to get to Tahoe. You have to fly in, then drive.
Fly to Reno, and then drive.
You're on a
yeah.
bus. They're yeah. traveling around. Then they put us in a movie theater to watch the movie. I passed out.
and you're supposed to know the material because you're going to be interviewing the cast.
Uh-huh. So I spent the whole night trying to ask every other person there. I was like, what'd you think of the movie? Like, trying to get, and everyone's really protective because they don't want to share their opinions,
right?
Because uh-huh. you might copy it. And I'm like, God damn it, just tell me what the movie's about.
So
I went through the whole interviews the next day, and I had
no idea
what happened.
How about hot tubs? How about time machines, huh?
So the 80s, they were cool. God.
All right, let me go to a few other calls here. Let's go to Brandon. Hey, Brandon, good morning.
Yo, bitch.
Yo, bitch.
So, bitch.
Yo, bitch. What's your story, man?
Hey, so I actually, even before my days of drinking, I used to fall asleep at NASCAR races over at Dover.
Wow.
All right.
So I mean, that's loud, man.
Are you out in the stands, or are you up in one of the suites when this happens?
Oh, no. Right in the stands, as close as we could get, always. My brother and dad always loved it. And
Brandon, yeah, it is the most... asleep. It is the most cacophonous.
Yes.
I mean, in fact, most people should wear ear protection. When you go down to walk along the perimeter, they I think it's required. Or at least they encourage it.
You can get so close at Dover that you can feel those yeah. cars going by.
Oh, yeah. It's nuts.
And
yeah,
you nod it off.
Yep.
All the time.
All the time. Yeah, if I go, I mean... When I was little, I used to nod off, and, you know, if we were drinking the night before or something, I would nod off the next day. Just
drinking, you can understand.
NASCAR's not your thing.
I do. I love it, though. That's the thing. Yeah.
Clearly.
All right, thanks, Brandon. All right.
That's something I've always wanted to see, but just because of my hearing and that I'm so cautious with it, I would never go.
No, you can wear earplugs.
A lot of people wear the headsets, but you can definitely enjoy it if you go. Hang on. I want to go to Chris. This sounds interesting. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so we were talking about falling asleep in a ridiculous situation. What was yours?
I was on mission. I was deployed to Iraq back in 2007. Long story short, me and my crew were going down a highway out in the middle of the desert. And the next thing I know, our Humvee starts. I wake up and our Humvee's swerving all over. Me and my driver, I was the gunner on top, both fell asleep, and our commander woke us up yelling at us. What's going on? The whole convoy was following us, so they're snaking behind us, thinking we're dodging potholes and stuff. No, we were. It was a long mission, and we were just asleep.
You fell asleep at the holding on to a machine gun.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
and you were standing up. Were you standing up?
We have a little sling that we sit on, but yeah, pretty much.
It must have been like...
Oh, no, the weapon was safe. But...
I'm sure. Did they just bust your balls, or did you get reprimanded for that?
We had to do a lot of physical exercise.
Oh, man.
Private Chris, you took out that enemy encampment. That was brilliant.
Yeah.
What?
All right, thanks, Chris. Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Thank you, man.
Here's another one from the world of the military. I'm going to go to Dave. Hey, Dave, good morning.
Hey, you guys rock.
Yay! Thanks, man. What's up, buddy?
Dave!
Hey, so I was in boot camp about 20 years ago, and we're doing drills and exercises, and we're standing on line for so long. Standing on line is standing at attention. So we're standing at attention. I just nodded off.
and the drill instructor left, and the guys next to me woke me up about, they were like, you've been asleep for like a half hour snoring.
Wait. Standing up?
Standing at attention.
You were standing at attention asleep.
Yes, with my feet at a 45.
Oh, my God.
And obviously, I didn't lock my knees, because if you lock your knees, you'll fall to the ground.
That's what they say, yeah. That's bizarre. I didn't know that was physically possible.
I've heard of this, where, you, for example, if
they... I've also done it at a shop, right, pushing a cart. I was just so tired, I fell asleep pushing a cart. The lady came up to me and was like, you got to go home.
I passed out standing up twice, wow. Like from drinking.
Drinking, what? You can understand.
Yeah, so I mean, but you're leaning against the post, I fell asleep. I was at, it was Fat Tuesday on Duval Street in Key West.
Okay.
And they were like, you got to go. I was like, yes, I do. I have to go. And then also it's at Secrets in Ocean City, Maryland.
You have to go.
Hey, you got to go. I said, yes, I do. I got to go.
Case, I was in South Padre for spring break when I was in college, my senior year in college, and I took a nap at a bar.
Standing up or sitting down?
That seems so antithetical to who you are, just on a security level. I mean, you must have been blotto.
Oh, man. Blotto. I will never, Jace will never go on spring break.
Wow. Let me go to another quick call. I'm going to go to Matt. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Hey, Nana Puyah.
Nana Puyah, buddy. Everyone. What's up?
Hey, so I was a volunteer fireman for a couple of years, and I felt this on a couple of our late night calls. I saw myself dozing off in the back of the fire truck.
On the way to a fire?
Fire truck? Yeah, it's something with, it's the siren in the air.
Oh, we lost him. Oh, now he's back.
Something with the sirens and the air horn, it just kind of...
There's something very soothing about a blaring air horn.
I guess if you're used to it, you know.
It's like a white noise machine.
Exactly. Yeah, Preston, you have a fire horn.
I did this airs as I sleep during the evening. Yeah.
That or the sound of the ocean.
Wow, man. Well, it can absolutely happen to those who... I'm a pretty light sleeper, so it has not happened too often where I've fallen asleep and then wake up and like, what the hell am I doing asleep right now? Apparently, and we kicked off this by having the blue light on your phone, on your electronic devices at night can be linked to depression.
In mice and in humans.
And in mice and in humans,
and that's
exactly.
The last thing we need is a collection of sad people and mice.
And sad mice. We can't live in a world with sad mice.
No sad mice, bro.
Yeah. By the way, the No Sad Bro shirts have started to arrive.
Yes.
For people who have ordered them. And we appreciate the pictures. If you want to post shots of you wearing your No Sad Bro shirts, we'd love to see those.
Mine came in.
Did it really?
Yeah, mine should be coming. And I ordered two MMR masks.
Nice. And those were, that was a flash sale, right? So they're no longer available?
No longer available. I think because of popular demand, we may end up just having it available, not only a black shirt, but also a white shirt.
Okay.
So keep checking back at the MMR Rock Shop. Because hopefully it will be available for purchase.
All right. And thank you to the experts at the Just Saying Institute for all of the information.
They're so good.
Passed along this morning. All right. We are going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. We'll get to the Bizarre File stories. Make sure you hang.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
All right, let's get to the Bizarre File.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre. Bizarre File.
And it's brought to you by your local Dietz and Watson Real Philly Delis. They are open for takeout taste. Four generations of family recipes made with love. And show your support for local businesses. RealPhillyDeli.com, Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939. And I would like to thank Heritage's Dairy Stores for dropping by some goodies for us this morning. 33 convenient locations across South Jersey. I'll get into some specifics about what they brought in a little while.
Awesome.
In the meantime, a 22-year-old recently shared a seemingly innocent selfie on social media, but soon realized she wasn't alone in the picture. Her name is actually Sharon Butt. Okay?
Oh, boy.
She's from Gloucestershire, UK. And she did what a lot of people do when they take a nice picture of themselves. She shared it online. However, soon after uploading the picture to social media, she and her friend noticed something in the reflection of the mirror in the background. Looking closer, Shannon realized she could see the reflection of her boyfriend, Henry, wiping his ass.
Oh, no.
After going to the bathroom. And it's really weird because he's standing up with his butt facing, I guess, the mirror, and he's standing up wiping his ass.
So he's wiping his ass in the mirror? He's looking at his own ass?
I don't know if he was looking just the way where the mirror is. She got a shot of it.
Wow.
Was behind her, and yeah. So anyhow, so her friends, after her friends encouraged her to share the photo on Twitter, and after asking Henry if he minded, she went ahead and did that. Among the hundreds of comments on the new viral tweet, one question in particular was asked, why on earth was Shannon taking a picture while Harry was having a poop? And she said, I was in the bathroom first, and he came in, and I was like, babe, I'm taking a picture. And he just carried on. So I took the picture without thinking anything of it left. She said, I didn't even upload the picture straight away. I left it a few days and thought, that's a nice photo. I'll put it on without even realizing he was in the background. Another trending topic in the comments was Henry's wiping technique, because that's obviously important to talk about. One person said, who wipes standing up? While another user commented, I'm actually a bit concerned that I can't really see any toilet paper.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You stand up when you wipe?
I definitely stand up when I wipe.
I do a final wipe standing up after my seated wipes.
Really?
Yeah, yes. I do, yeah.
Every
time, yeah.
Not every time, but occasionally if I believe. I want as close to perfection as I can get.
Kathy, what are you mumbling about?
I went to ask a question, and then I just mumbled, I'm not asking.
Okay, you're not asking.
I don't want to know this.
You don't care.
Do you use toilet paper?
You want to know, but you don't want to know.
No. Oh, yeah.
Miramar, Florida police have made an arrest in a Memorial Day vandalism spree inside a high school. It was a man caught on surveillance video trashing the school, wearing a hat, headphones, and nothing else. Police said that it was 21-year-old Matthew Crandall who vandalized rooms, walls, and hallways, all while completely naked, except for a hat and headphones.
Huh. That's Crandall, the way I walk around here.
Broke in around 7 a.m. Monday and spent nearly 24 hours smashing televisions and computers and causing flooding in the hallways and other areas of the school. A school custodian discovered the damages. He's charged with burglary and criminal mischief. Sorry, I just had a vision of Casey standing up wiping his ass.
I need to see, like, video of how you're supposed to do it sitting down, because to me, that seems weird, odd.
Listen, I can. You're leaning forward and you for a maximum spreadage, and then if I feel it's been a little dicey, I do a standing, hunched over.
You don't understand. I've been since the day I could wipe my ass.
Yeah, but you have to understand. Since the day I can remember, I've been doing it.
You literally,
my way.
You wipe your butt like a kid.
Okay.
But I mean,
you know
I
what? That's sweet.
Don't shame me.
You know what?
Don't shame me.
Hold on. I'm trying to say something here. I can imagine how you would standing up and wiping your butt.
Yeah.
You can't imagine sitting down and wiping your butt.
Do you reach around? Do you reach through? Like, I don't know what you're doing.
You reach behind.
Reach
there's
around.
There's room.
Okay.
There's room. Yeah. Yes, you just go forward on the seat. I'm the bridge. Yeah. I'm in both your worlds.
Yeah, you guys are wipe shaming, and I don't appreciate it.
I don't want to be a part of this, but I want to point out, like, when you stand up, everything closes up.
No, it doesn't. No, it depends on the way you stand.
Has it not?
What you do is you put your legs on the top, one leg on one wall of the stall and one leg on the other wall.
Kathy, you're getting a 3-point stance.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So Kathy, you've been to the gynecologist. You know the spreaders that they use?
Yeah.
That's what I use.
You use a vaginal spreader.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
why you take so long?
He washes it off.
Yes.
And then returns it to its stand.
Right.
All right, listen. I'm going to go do some business in the next commercial break.
And take some pictures.
And I'll take some pictures and some video.
No, you'll try doing it sitting down?
I'll try.
And you've never done that in your life?
No.
All right, I think we're breaking new ground here.
This might be amazing.
I'm doing it.
And I also would like to see a poll as to who the percentage of people that stand up and wipe their butt.
All right, we need to do that.
All right, anyway.
So my buddy Jeff walked in on me one time down the shore while I was wiping, and he thought I was doing something else. He thought I was pleasuring myself. I was like, no.
You know what, Casey?
Yeah.
You could have a solidarity shirt that says, I stand with Casey.
No, not. Now's not the time.
No. But eventually.
And the message is accurate.
when things calm down, maybe people could stand up.
I will wear that shirt because yeah. I do stand as well periodically.
Yeah, but he does it. That's just it. Every time, all the time.
It's beautiful, man.
It is. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I love this text. It says, Casey is a caveman.
Yeah.
Then we are cavemen together.
All right. A Department of Transportation truck was heavily damaged a week ago when a naked woman broke into a township lot that's in Michigan, stole the truck, and then hit a deer with it. She was naked, by the way. Officers received the strange call about the crash near a home around 1 a.m. They arrived to find a heavily damaged pickup, a dead deer, and a woman wearing only an orange safety vest that she had retrieved from the truck.
Well, she wanted to be cautious.
The 31-year-old woman told officers that she was with someone earlier that night who kicked her out of a vehicle and left her on the side of the road. It's unclear how or why the woman was naked. Drugs and suspected prostitution were involved.
Oh.
Officers investigating the crash discovered security video at the lot that shows the naked woman approach the security gate, punch in random numbers, and wait while the gate opened. So I guess she got the code right somehow or another. She then walked onto the lot, found a county-owned 2017 GMC Sierra that was unlocked with the key still inside, drove it away. Minutes later, she hit a large deer straight on, killing the animal and damaging the front end of the truck.
I'm going to have to write this down.
She was arrested and taken to the county jail on two outstanding felony warrants, by the way.
Outstanding
felony warrants. One last story. A guy named David Rush, who has broken more than 100 Guinness records to promote STEM education, drank a liter of lemon juice in under 17 seconds for a Guinness World Record.
So I saw this come up, and I was wondering, yeah, I guess that would be difficult to do.
Oh, my God, yes.
I mean, pure lemon juice.
If sour is hard for you to handle, then that would be really difficult. And that's a lot in 17 seconds, a liter. He completed the feat in 16.53 seconds, beating the previous record of 17.12 seconds. Russ said he managed to keep the liquid down, but his stomach... he had stomach discomfort until the next day.
A liter of any liquid in that quick a fashion,
yeah,
that could be an issue, yes.
And especially as acidic as that is, yeah. All right, and there you go. That's what I have in the bizarre file. Rancocas Valley High School, Mount Holly, New Jersey. We need to know your vote. Who is the coolest teacher of the past year there? Just text the word teacher to 39333, and we'll find out tomorrow. There are a lot of texts saying, I stand with Casey.
Thank you.
All right. By the way, I want to thank Deeds and Watson, our Real Philly delis, like Heritage's dairy stores in South Jersey. They're open for takeout. Taste four generations of family recipes made with love and show your support for local businesses. RealPhillyDeli.com. We'll be back in just a moment.
Stream WMMR anywhere you have an internet connection. Check out the mobile app or go to WMMR.com. You'll figure it out from there.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors. Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
I want to thank Heritage's Dairy Stores for dropping off food for us this morning. Did you see the sandwiches out there?
Yeah, every one of them's got some sort of saying from the show or something related to the show written on it.
Yeah, they wrote notes on the packages of the hoagies, and one of them says, for Gary Lauer only on it. I don't know what kind of sandwich that is.
I don't know.
But,
it's a jam sandwich.
But they thought of Gary. And that was a nice personal touch. They're family-owned, been serving the community for 90 years, providing convenience without compromise. And Grandpop Skeet Heritage started with a milk dairy in West Deptford, New Jersey. And today they've grown to 33 South Jersey locations.
Oh, wow.
You can find yours at Heritages, and it is pronounced that way, Heritages.com, H-E-R-I-T-A-G-E-S, if you want to check that out. So thank you, guys. We appreciate it. All right, before we move on to anything else.
All right.
Marissa, I didn't know it. She did put up a poll.
All right.
For people who either wipe standing up Casey and Steve style, which you do. You do both.
Listen, you go both ways. I'm wipe fluid.
Okay, or do they wipe sitting? And then Casey just went to the bathroom, and I want to get his reaction from his new approach.
Right.
But Marissa, what do we have so far in the poll results?
I mean, I was moved to do this because today is voting day, so I felt like you do some practice votes. Surprisingly, it's almost split down the middle.
Yeah.
It's 41%. Like 41% standing.
I think then I'm representative of the voting public. Yeah.
41% standing?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's it's almost.
Yeah, well, it's not exactly 50-50, but it's there.
I saw a text from somebody who said I put a poll up and was surprised that the results were almost evenly split of people who stand up and wipe their butt as opposed to those who remain seated.
Yeah, it's a multi-step process, but we have what could have been an epiphany just take place.
Right. Yeah, Casey decided never in his life has he actually sat down and wiped his hiney, and lo and behold, he needed to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So he went
timing couldn't have been better.
I mean, the timing was perfect. So I went and I did an experiment and I did it sitting down.
I saw you wearing a lab coat and goggles.
Now, listen, it's a little too soon. I had to try it a couple more times, but I got to tell you, I've been living a lie, guys.
Oh, no.
It was like either it was the cleanest one I've ever had in my life or
this actually works.
Or this actually works. So I have to do it a couple of more times with a couple of different, you know, consistencies and stuff like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Sure, yeah. Different consistencies. And maybe it would help to have another observer in there while you do it just to collect data.
So yeah. I always, and this is probably TMI, I always, the last thing I do, I have a baby wipe. And that's like the spit shine, so to speak.
Right, right, yeah.
I had a conversation with someone that we work with about baby wipes and doing that afterwards. First of all, you guys will drop to the floor when you hear who it was. I'm not going to say it on the air. I'll tell you off the air. But her theory on these wipes was like, she goes, if you got, you know, and she didn't use the word poop. She used a different word. But she goes, if you got that all over your arm, would you just take a tissue or toilet paper and just wipe it off and leave it and then go about your day? She goes, no, you would wash it. She goes, why are our butts any different? You need to wash them after you're finished.
And you're like, wow, she's right.
Kind of. Yeah.
So when throughout the course of your daily, you know, how often are you thinking you're going to give your ass a full car wash wash? I mean, come
Steve,
on
the bidet.
Yeah,
well, yes, now I have the bidet at home, but at work it's something you do the best you can,
right?
And then you wipe it on your shirt.
So the point I'm trying to make is when I went for the spit shine, there was virtually nothing there, and
there
I was
go.
Like, whoa, okay. This is crazy.
Literally the proof is in the pudding.
Not that I want to spend more time talking about this, but Casey always has an interesting technique that we've talked about as well before. He goes back to front.
I still did back to front.
You still did that?
Yeah, top to bottom.
Top to bottom.
Yeah.
As opposed to, and now that's I would like to see another poll on if people go from.
All right, you know what? Next time.
Next election.
Okay. Next time.
Next election.
Next time, I'm going to go sitting down front to back.
Yeah, this is just, yeah.
This is the primary.
This is the primary.
Right.
Well, that'll be another issue to bring up.
Yeah.
That's, trust me, I have a complex system. My system is bent, though, to create the, I'm ultra hygienic. I want to be as clean as possible. And so I go a little
crazy. But
you're
anti-wipes if you're ultra hygienic?
I don't do the wipes only because I forget them a lot. And at home I have the bidet. And here, you know, I'm pretty good. It depends on what level of, well, it depends on the nature of my matter.
And listen, don't flush those wipes, even if they say flushable.
That's incorrect. Yeah, they will jam up your plumbing.
Hold on.
They
can't mess stuff it up. Them in your shirt cuff.
Yeah, hold on. So what are you doing with them then?
Well, I don't know. I don't use them, so I don't.
You
do
embroider them
into
a blanket.
If I were to use them, I would. I don't know what I'd do. I wouldn't. You're not. I mean, I don't want to mess up my plumbing. I can get really, really expensive. So.
Kathy, you know the trash can next to Nick's feet. That's where I put them.
Okay. He saves them and brings them in here.
You're here in the studio.
Yeah. All right, anyhow, you know, try out your own techniques today. Yeah, change please. It up a little bit.
It might be just what you need.
If you sit, stand. If you stand, sit. Try it.
Well, definitely if you stand, sit, because I was my eyes was opened.
Okay. All right. Well, Marissa sent me this article, and I thought it might be a nice break. Listen, you know, obviously there's a lot of seriousness going on in the world, and seriousness that definitely needs to be addressed and tended to, and it's being done. And every now and then you need a little bit of a break from all of the heaviness in the world.
Absolutely.
So we thought this might be a good subject to bring up. It was the 50 happiest songs ever released. And I don't know the source on this because it wasn't included, but it is a list and it comes with some information.
We trust every list to be accurate, matter where the source. And in fact, we don't ever even really need to know the source. They're just accurate by nature.
But I do know a name here. Behavioral scientist Paul McKenna explained why certain songs make us happy. And he says we associate the song to good times from the past. To some extent, we get transported back there. We begin to create all the neurochemical changes and all the happy neurotransmitters that are associated with a certain song that uplifts us, gets us get released again.
So who's Paul McKenna?
He is a behavioral scientist.
Okay, so there are certain song qualities, though, that just upon hearing it, you know it's a happy song. It need not be
right.
It need not be attached to a memory at that point. There are certain tonal qualities that suggest happiness.
Yes, and that's why there can be, you know, there are songs that can create certain moods that are sad in nature.
Like the Chicken Dance.
You know, they're very specific tonal qualities, like you said, Stephen, tempos that can cause a reaction in human beings.
Like we've got tonight at a frat party.
Yes. Exactly. That's a happy song.
Turns it into a rager.
But 58% of the people polled in this said that songs that make them the happiest are the ones released during their youth. Well, 85% said their happiest year for music brought back nostalgic memories of some of their best days and life experiences. So there's a list of 50 of them here, and I could start at the bottom and work our way up, and we don't have to spend a whole lot of time on each one because there's 50 of them all together.
Do all 50 twice.
Okay, maybe
we'll
do
that. Go from 50 to 1 and then from 1 to 50. So we'll remember the happy songs we just heard.
How about this? Number 50 on the list is You Sexy Thing from Hot Chocolate.
Yeah. Okay.
I believe in miracles. That song.
Which I used to think he was saying mail call.
I used to think it was milk holes. Remember, I think I told you guys
I believe
that.
In mail call. I guess this must be a military man.
Now, this one I don't know. Ain't Nobody from Rufus and Chaka Khan.
Ain't Nobody?
Ain't Nobody, yeah.
The one I got. Ain't Nobody like
the one I got.
Is that it?
I don't know. All right, we're moving on.
Oh, I want to hear it.
No, there's 50 of these.
Come on, man.
Okay, 49. Fine.
He's on a high because he just wiped right.
How about this? I'll Be There for You from the Rembrandts, the theme of Friends.
Yeah. It's a peppy song. It's a good song.
I
traditionally don't like overly upbeat songs. I like inspiring songs, but not necessarily, you know, like forced happy songs.
Okay. How about We Are Family from Sister Sledge?
Yeah, it's a good song.
That's a good song. I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles from the Proclaimers.
Proclaim.
I love it. I love that song. And when it came out, I was definitely younger. I don't know when that came out. Probably, 1992?
When was it just reused? Was it for Deadpool?
I don't remember. Maybe.
All right.
Yep.
Move on.
Le Freak from Chic.
Oh, Freak Out! The Freak! Say Chic!
Yep.
Mm-hmm. A lot of wedding songs on this list.
Yes, you're right, Nick.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. Here's one, Take On Me from A-ha.
I love that song.
That's a
good
song.
I love the video.
That'll make you happy. Move On Up from Curtis Mayfield.
I don't know that one.
Move on up. Move on up.
You know it.
No, sing some more of it.
You were down.
Actually, I do know that song.
Move on up.
All right, how about this one on the list? Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Casey's song. Mom.
I'm sorry, who's what?
For Casey's mom. She loves that song.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I was like, your mom.
No.
It's a great sing-along.
That's true, yep.
Not necessarily what I'd call a happy song.
Makes you feel happy, though.
Maybe. All right.
All right. Here's one. This is right in the sweet spot. Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Yeah. Now that's designed to be inspirational and happy and positive.
And a sing-along as well. Because when it gets to the chorus, because there ain't no mountain high enough.
Do you point
ain't
up?
No low and then point enough. Down. And then,
wait.
Ain't no river wide enough. I just said wiver.
ain't no wiver.
No wiver wide.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elmer Fudd in concert.
But I think waiting. I do on the river wide enough, I do bring my hands out like this.
To keep me from getting to you, babe.
Case, don't you and I have the same one? The song from 500 Days of Summer. I think it's You Make My Dream.
Oh, yeah.
Hollow Notes.
Yeah.
You Make My Dream Come True.
That's got to be on here. Let me see here. That's got to be on here. I don't see
I think
it.
We've said, Case, I think we said the character in that movie when he like walks down the street, like that's what you feel like doing when you hear that song.
Absolutely. He you know, he basically dances, he looks in the mirror and mm-hmm. his reflection looking back at him is Han Solo and
cut.
He's just like the coolest.
It's a great scene.
So after Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Dancing on the Ceiling from Lionel Richie.
Now that's a classic peppy upbeat song that is fun.
Yep. This is a great one, Brown Eyed Girl. That one can almost always get me in a great mood from Van Morrison. This one, I like this song, but Hot Stuff from Donna Summer.
Looking for some hot stuff, baby, this evening.
Yeah.
I need some hot stuff, baby, tonight.
I like doing the pelvic thrust during Hot Stuff.
Yeah.
Like, look at no one some hot stuff.
Yeah. From Full Monty, right?
Yes. Full Monty.
There's two Full Monty songs on this list already. There was a...
what was the other one?
I can't remember. Sweet it was Child early on. when we go back through the list, you'll get to
okay,
it.
Okay, because we're doing 50. It twice, yeah.
We can recap it.
All right, this one, a little bit of a head-scratcher. Always on My Mind from Pet Shop Boys.
Yes, I like their version. The original is Elvis.
I think somebody else did a version of that.
Elvis was the first. Yeah,
okay.
I don't know that.
Always on my mind.
You were always on my mind.
You Should Be Dancing from the Bee Gees. These, by the way, are the list of the happiest songs ever released.
You should be dancing, yeah.
One more time. We did so good on that.
You should be dancing.
That was a good one. You know where that's used well is in...
Saturday Night Fever.
I was thinking more recently, Despicable Me.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
They do some fun BG stuff.
Okay.
Walk Like an Egyptian from the Bangles.
Oh, yes.
Does that make you happy?
Yes. Well, okay. You know what? Because that was like, you had to pick a song to dance to and all this in college for my sorority, and that was our song. So it's like, on top of it being a happy song, it takes me back to college.
Do you know where that's used well? Is in Schindler's List.
No, shut up. Kathy, did you guys do a skit to that?
We changed the words, and yeah.
Okay.
Tube filled with beer, bend your knees, tilt your head, and you suck it back. It's hard, I know. Oh, hey, oh, just strike a pose, do the booty slap.
Yes!
Wow.
Can you get the girls back together?
The girls back together.
And do that? Oh, my God.
Well, you know who I stood right next to during that was Just Like Irani said.
I believe it. Wow. All right, so that's number 35 on this list. Then we have Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy.
God, that super song. Huge hit. I remember the video, the two dudes in mesh shirts. It was all over the place. You couldn't escape it.
And this is how far MTV Unplugged got. They actually did a Right Said for an unplugged Right Said Fred.
That's when they, in the conference room, like a week later, guys, we need to wrap it up now.
Mm-hmm.
We just did a Right Said Fred unplugged.
Another one of the happiest songs ever, Into the Groove from Madonna. I like that.
Yeah.
Yep, there you go.
There's some guilty Madonna.
I like Borderline better.
Borderline's a great song.
Yeah.
You ever hear the album version of this song?
No.
It's like 7 minutes long, and there's a really long intro. It gets really funky at parts. It's Madonna, believe it or not, actually prefers the album version of this song, and it's very different than the radio one.
Okay.
It's 8.5 minutes long.
Yeah.
Is that this?
Yeah, that's this.
It doesn't go very loud, does it?
Well, I don't know what the problem is.
It's on his phone that he's playing it. So,
Come on.
All right, so that's 33 on the list. Here's one that I love, and it's another wedding song, Nick, is Let's Groove from Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh.
Earth, Wind, and Fire has so much great stuff. If you want positive messages in music, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Let's groove tonight. Share the spotlight. Ding, ding, ding. It's groove tonight.
That could pep up any song, like even like We've Got Tonight. We've got tonight.
Don't need tomorrow. Then
don't
you
need
have
tomorrow or who needs tomorrow?
Who needs tomorrow? Sorry, we do need tomorrow. Otherwise, we're going to be dead tonight. And, yeah, you're right, Kathy.
We're dead tonight.
Yeah.
Who needs
don't
tomorrow?
Need tomorrow? Don't Stop from Fleetwood Mac.
That's a great song.
That's an uplifting song. Yep.
And again, the message, man.
One that can make you feel good. Dancing in the Street from Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Yeah. That's a fun tune as well.
And if you want to feel really, really happy, watch the YouTube video of Mick Jagger and David Bowie doing Dancing in the Streets with no music.
Yes. Yeah. It's fantastic.
They've sort of added in foot shuffling. And
yep.
It's hilarious.
In fact, what was that series called? Was it...
It was great.
Because there was a whole series of
12 separate videos.
Yeah, with the music removed.
They did Elvis, Please Wait Shoes.
It's my favorite.
Yeah. And it's just squeaking.
My favorite. Footloose from Kenny Loggins.
Yeah.
Yep, of course. That would be on the list. That does kind of get you moving.
Do you ever, just when you see the original Footloose on, do you ever pass it and not watch it out?
No, I never see it anymore.
I see it all the time.
Do you really?
All the time.
It's
on like Plex and all these new movie channels that are playing movies from the 70s and 80s.
I would definitely stop and spend some time with it.
In the beginning of the new Footloose, they're all the kids are dancing to this song, the actual Footloose song. And then what ends up happening is there's a car accident, the guy dies.
So that's how they do a little nod to this tune?
Okay. Oh, they do a ton of... I mean, they even do angry dancing. He drives a VW bug. He does angry dancing in a warehouse. Yeah.
All right. By the way, Marissa found out that those videos are called just silent music videos.
Okay.
So if you want to have some fun, do a search on silent music videos. They're great. Let's see. What else is on here? I Got You, James Brown. Or I Feel Good.
I knew that I would. James Brown, unbelievable. Unbelievable body of music. Unbelievable an entertainer. Amazing.
A lot of these songs have great horn sections in them, too.
So good.
Yes, you're right.
You know, and that always peps up a song for me.
That's why the Earth, Wind & Fire, horns always an added bonus.
So this next song, and I understand it's up and peppy, but I hate it now because of what they did with it in the movie Love Actually. Jump for My Love from Pointer Sisters, where he's the prime minister and he's listening to it and he starts dancing around 10 Downing Street. I'm like, stop it. That's just stupid.
Yeah.
It actually made me dislike this song.
I still like it.
Yeah. No, listen, I get it. It's an up and fun and pep, but that part is so cheesy in that movie.
It's not as good as I'm So Excited.
Do you know a movie has a good soundtrack with a lot of in fact, it was actually created to sell the soundtrack. Remember the movie Car Wash?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's really no plot to that movie, but it's full of great music.
Then you have on this list from Grease, Summer Nights. With John Volta and Olivia Newton-John.
So weird.
Yeah. You can't help but get a good... Is this just the music?
Yeah.
So that's ranked as one of the happiest songs. That's this list, the top 50 happiest songs ever released.
Boy, cute as can be. Summer days, wishing away.
I don't remember the words.
Oh, the summer night. Oh, well, well, well.
Oh, it's got backing vocals.
Oh, good. Tell me more, tell me more.
How does he wipe? Standing up.
Sitting down. Standing up. Sitting down.
Uh-huh.
I Want to Dance with Somebody from Whitney Houston.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Finally from CC Peniston.
Finally.
You guys remember that?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
It's a great song.
I was working in radio at the time when that was a hit.
You were Kenny Knight, obviously.
I was, and somebody told me she was just a bitch. CC Peniston, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it was one of those, it was all over the radio at the time when it hit, early 90s, I think. Let's see. Who else we have here? 1999 from Prince.
Yes. Yeah. Come on.
Some of the happiest songs of all time. Yep.
Are they doing a biopic of Prince? I was...
That would certainly be worthy.
Yeah.
He would be.
I mean, talk about one of the most seminal, completely... I mean, a talent on a complete package. I mean, just unbelievable.
Yep. Then Celebration from Kool and the Gang is number 21. Yet another... These are all wedding songs.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And so is That's the Way I Like It from Casey and the Sunshine Band, which is 20.
That's the way.
Sunshine Band.
That's the way I like it. Sunshine Band. That's the way I like it.
Okay.
I like it. Thanks for listening.
Number 19 on this list is December 1963. Oh, What a Night.
Oh, I love that song. Yes. That was like our, yeah. I think that was our prom theme.
I don't like that song.
No?
I love it.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay.
Ding. That one,
yeah,
I do enjoy that one. And that's not Frankie singing the lead on the majority of the song.
He comes in.
No, it's not Bob Seger. He comes in on the "Oh, I got a funny feeling about you." Yeah, this is not Frankie Valli.
Who this?
I think this is the drummer of the band.
Okay.
Or when they were tour.
Vinnie Valli.
Flashdance, What a Feeling from Irene Cara.
When that came out, I had a massive Jessica, what was her name?
Jessica Biel.
Yeah, crush. Yep.
Crocodile Rock from Elton John is number 17. That's a fun song.
It is a fun song.
Good Times from Chic, another classic wedding song.
Yeah.
These are the good times.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, and this is the bass line from Rapper's Delight as well.
Yeah.
Say the hip hop, hip it to the hip hop, and you don't stop.
Another thing.
You're the one that I want, Elton. Not Elton.
Elton right? Travolta.
You're the one that I want. Ooh. You're the one that I want. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. You are the one that I want.
To the tune.
Want. To the tune of Benny and the Jets. You there. You're the one that I want. Okay. I'm out of it today. I apologize. Number 14. Living La Vida Loca from Ricky Martin. That's a guilty pleasure of mine.
I like that Latin beat.
I do too.
Yeah. Bam, bam, bam,
again, bam, horns. Yep. You make me feel...
Like dancing?
No, it just says you make me feel.
Oh, like a natural woman. It's one of those songs that has parentheses in it.
It's great.
No, hold on. It's You Make Me Feel Mighty Real. In parentheses. Oh. Mighty Real. I don't know that song.
This is Sylvester. This is it.
I can't hear it.
I know.
What's with your volume?
Yes, I know the song. It's a good song.
This is as loud as it gets, bro.
Wow.
Sorry.
All right. Yeah, I don't know this. Are there lyrics or is this instrumental?
There we go.
You know where this is used? The Studio 54 movie.
Oh, my God. Okay. Then we have number 12, Girls Just Want to Have Fun from Cindy Lauper.
And that's designed. Yeah, that's meant to be a novelty song.
All right, here's one I don't know. Wake Up Boo by the Boo Radleys.
Huh?
Anybody Wake know? Up Boo by the Boo Radleys.
It's number 11 on this list. Casey's going to find it in a very low volume.
Yeah, so we'll be able to.
You'll be able to barely hear it.
All right, I'm going to try Wake Up
Boo by the Boo Radleys.
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
I remember the Boo Radleys. They got Y100 play back before the Jim McGuinn era at Y100.
Yeah.
There were a whole bunch of old rock bands based off of To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah. Okay. Can anybody even hear that?
I can.
I mean, just barely.
Yeah.
I don't know it.
I wonder if it's better off just taking this, doing it this way.
No, that's probably not going to work either. Man. No.
Oh, my God, what's going on with my phone?
What? I don't know.
I don't know.
Keep it plugged in. It just
yeah.
All right.
Here we go. Never Gonna Give You Up from Rick Astley is
never
number 10.
Never Gonna Give Yes,
yeah,
come
the,
on.
The classic Rick Roll
yeah.
is considered one of the happiest songs of all time. Just Can't Get Enough by Depeche Mode is number 9.
Great song.
Just Can't Get Enough.
Just can't get enough. Iconic opening.
Yeah, it's a happy melodic part there for sure.
There's a lot of music of that time, what they called new wave and progressive, that would fall into this list.
Then you have number 8, Walking on Sunshine from Katrina and the Waves.
It's the Bill Weston song.
Not bad,
good morning, everyone. How are you all? Buffalo Bill coming at you.
Bill's walking down the hall pointing and winking at people.
Nice hat. What are you, on your period? Hey, Jesus.
Is this a Jewish thing?
Is this a Jewish thing?
Into every cubicle, hey. Yeah.
Lose the mustache. You're looking fat.
We're going to file that under Who Gives an F.
So that's the Bill Weston song. Number 8.
You're looking fat.
Then you have You Can Call Me Al from Paul Simon. Number 7. Yeah, that's a great
Graceland,
tune, man.
This is Graceland, right?
Yes, it is.
What an album. What a great album.
The funny thing about this song, and as uplifting and fun as it is, listen to the lyrics. It's an odd song. It's not necessarily a happy tune.
A lot of times the songs that will have an ironic up-tempo are saying kind of horrific things.
And it's not necessarily horrific. It's just very, very wordy and an odd, weird story. But it's got such a happy beat to it.
Right.
Yeah. And the video's great.
Yeah.
Come On, Eileen is number 6.
A song title and a command.
That too. Come On, Eileen. what's the old joke you always say? Or no.
I always say?
I thought it was you that had said that. What's better than... oh, man, what was it? Butter on Betty?
Yeah. That might be it.
Yeah. Come On, Eileen. Anyway, Living on a Prayer.
Oh.
Bon Jovi is number 5 on this.
Do people love singing along to this song?
It would be the classic sing-along rock tune, yeah.
Is it? And this has to be the Bon Jovi sing-along song, right?
I would think so, yeah. I can't think of one that's bigger. Then you have Dancing Queen from ABBA.
Yeah.
That they've indicated as one of the happiest songs ever. Yeah, I'm a sucker for ABBA, believe it or not. Especially this song. Steve, there's another Bee Gees song, and it's in the top 3.
Which one?
Staying Alive.
Yeah.
From the Bee Gees as one of the happiest songs.
I dig it. It's a great song. You know what song I really like more, though, is Night Fever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great song. Now, if you were to put a song from Queen that would be considered one of the happiest songs ever, what would you say it would be?
From Queen? Well, yeah. I already know the answer.
Yeah, because this is an interesting choice.
You're My Best Friend?
That's a good one. That's a great one, actually. But it's not this one they have chosen. Anybody else want to guess?
I love my car.
It's Don't Stop Me Now.
Yeah.
Which is a great song.
When it kicks in?
Yeah.
Actually, it's a sensational.
It's excellent.
Upbeat song, yeah.
Yeah. And they end the movie with it.
And the real clips of Freddie they
it's
use.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah.
Me now. Yeah, once it gets going,
you know, just
right here,
feel good. I get goosebumps when I hear him sing.
And I'm transported to a time, 1993, in my dorm room. It's the first time I ever heard the song.
Yeah.
Standing up, wiping.
I'm doing it.
So, and that's part of it. It takes you back to a certain time that you find pleasant.
You know, and they make the point in the movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, is that critics could never get a handle on where Queen was going, and so they tended to just crap on him a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
All right, and then do you have the last one here, Case?
I do. It's going to be at a really low volume, though.
Oh, that sucks. We don't have it in our system.
We don't, believe it or not.
It's Mr. Blue Sky from ELO.
Oh.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Wait, I can't hear it at all now. Do you have that not plugged all the way in?
There we go.
Nice. Guardians of the Galaxy uses this excellently.
The second one is great.
Yep, at the very beginning.
With the baby Groot trying to hook the Walkman in.
Nick, was it you that said, was it Ben that fell in love with this song, or Casey? Was it Seamus?
Well, it definitely was Seamus. It could have been Ben, too.
Yeah, because of the movie, yeah. Yep. And this is one of those concerts that I missed, and then he rescheduled, and I really want to go see Jeff Lynne so badly.
Yeah, it's a great tune. All right, so if you're looking for a moment to distract yourself with some happy music, with some feel-good stuff, there's this list of 50 of the happiest songs ever released. Marissa, maybe post that if you can. She's already on it. So if you would like a resource for that, that is available. Thought that'd be kind of interesting to go through that stuff. Are the poll results on wiping your ass still around 50-50, Marissa? Do you know people standing up or sitting down?
Let me check.
She's going to check and refresh.
In a world in turmoil, turn to us for solutions.
Yeah. All right, there's been a swing. We're up to 64% for sitting.
Okay, for sitting. Okay.
But do you guys want to know the other one?
Another one?
Yeah, front to back.
Oh, front to back. Yes, okay. Yes, Casey's interesting technique.
Because Kathy obviously wants to know, just like me. 70% front to back.
Front to back, okay, yeah. But there are some out there, Casey, who are aware of your technique.
If you slip, you get it all over your shirt. That's the problem.
How hard are you wiping? What are you, shot putting?
Well, you gotta wipe pretty hard.
Hey, Casey?
Yeah.
33% of the Preston and Steve show agrees.
Yeah.
I wipe with Casey. All right, let's take a break. I think we could all take a break. You want to take a break?
Let's take a break.
All right, let's do that.
All right, take a break.
Rancocas Valley High School, Mount Holly, New Jersey. Please vote for the coolest teacher of the year. Text the word teacher to 39333, and let's find out who that's going to be for tomorrow's gift award. We'll be back in just a moment.
What's new?
Glad you asked. Green Day. The Glorious Sons. Come a little closer to the sky. It's better than wondering why. Crobot.
New music, more of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
And thank you to Heritage's Dairy Stores, Real Philly Delis, and they serve up the area's most delicious, fresh, quality hand-sliced subs and sandwiches made with Deeds and Watson meats and artisan cheeses for take-home or DoorDash delivery. And they also carry bread, milk, candy, and other groceries. And we thank them for dropping by food this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you can support them and everything, that's great because it's, you know, everyone's trying to get back up on their feet.
Speaking of food, I have some stories that are food-based if you guys are interested in hearing some things from the File of the Connoisseur. I got a variety of things.
It's time for the Connoisseur. As the pandemic rages on, hey, we're having a blast.
Necco wafers. I know, right?
I'm out.
I never liked them, and I never understood the fascination with them. I think it's more like a novelty item. Do you like them?
I hate them.
Yeah.
My son loves them. Carter loves them for some reason.
It's like eating chalk.
Yeah. But the Ohio-based Spangler Candy Company scooped up a few brands, including Necco Wafers and Sweethearts Conversation Hearts, over a year ago. But CEO Kirk Vashaw made it clear that the company would be taking its sweet time testing recipes in its own candy kitchen before announcing an official comeback date for the wafers. And according to Food and Wine, the process is finally complete. Necco wafers will return to drugstores and pharmacies across the country by late May or early June. That's now.
Yeah, that says good candy to me. Any candy that you have to purchase at a drugstore.
And other stores can expect them in July. So they're going to start at the drugstores.
The pink Necco wafers, I think, are stomachable.
Okay.
Is that a word?
Stomachable.
I would say this, that I see there's a, I think it's a brown one that is a root beer flavor. Am I correct on that?
I have the list of flavors.
If you would.
No, I think it is. So they have.
Poop?
No, the rolls will still contain the original eight flavors. Lemon, lime, orange, clove, cinnamon, wintergreen, licorice, and chocolate.
So the brown is probably cinnamon.
Either that or chocolate.
Who the hell wants clove flavored candy?
What that's what is, I was
wondering. The kind of person who buys their candy from a pharmacy. Yeah.
So,
and do you have old wax candy and wax lips and all those other the candy you never wanted in your Halloween bag? Necco wafers, though, are so the sweetheart hearts are essentially Necco wafers, right?
In that's what I think. Yeah,
they're just thicker and smaller. If that makes any sense. There is a store in Q-Mart. So Q-Mart is at like a
it's in Quakertown.
Quakertown that has a ton of like the old candies from when we were kids.
We talked about this place, and it's like people go because it's such a novelty, such a like a nostalgic thing. And,
there used to be a store with an alligator in there. I mean, like this was like an 800-pound alligator.
Really?
I kid you not. Wow. I saw it myself. It was crazy. They've got a slot car racing track thing. And it's
like your average pharmacy.
It's all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah. I think I bought your son a record when I was there.
I might have
bought him a Queen record because he was getting into albums at the time.
Okay.
And then there's another store near me. It's an ice cream shop called Sugary, and they have all the old stuff. Like, do you remember the BB Bats? Do you remember those lollipops?
No.
BB Bats?
No, I do not. All right, so they're long rectangles, and my favorite flavor, they had like a banana one.
They were
chewy.
They were almost like taffy, but a little bit thicker.
A little harder. Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I love those. I didn't know those were called BB Bats.
BB Bats, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, man. Yes, I know. Casey, we just found photos of them. I loved those as a kid. Okay. So you can get those at this place?
You can definitely get them at Q-Mart.
Okay.
Right. And other health food stores.
Marissa?
There's another one of those in Old City near the Liberty Bell, but I have a question. What is a Mary Jane?
Oh, it's horrible.
Mary Jane.
They are horrible.
No, they're not. It's like a peanut. They're type of candy. It's a chewy peanut candy.
Yeah, I always put them in the same categories like squirrel nut zippers and
they rip your teeth out. Mary Jane bars. They're hard and they're just
they don't have peanuts in them, right?
Yeah, they do. They're peanut. It's a peanut
candy. And molasses.
Okay, molasses, that's it.
Yep. And Mary Jane, the original Mary Jane that on which the candy is based, was a whore.
It's made by Necco as well.
Okay. Oh, there you go. All right.
Thanks. It makes all gross candy. Well, so I was at a party the other day, and my friends just had a baby named her Mary Jane, and they were handing them out. And nobody was taking them, and I felt so bad.
So Necco also makes another candy called pubes.
It's just horrible.
Just sugary, wiry stuff. Mm. I like Mary Jane's a lot. I enjoy
those.
Yeah, I do. Oh, I like those. I like Bitto Honeys.
Mary Jane is my most despised candy bar.
No Casey, way. Do you like peanut brittle?
I do.
Ooh. Yeah, me too.
I love me some peanut
brittle. Man, we went to Nick. There was a place out west, my dad and I, where they made the peanut brittle in front of you. And you know what they do is they just pour it out on marble and let it cool off, and then they crack it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, like, was that good.
All right. So were I to have freshly made peanut brittle.
Do you think there's
a vast difference from the crap you get from my local pharmacy?
Because this was a little bit more tender. Now, obviously, it's a crunchy, confection. But sometimes you get it, and it's like really hard and
too
hard. If you get some good peanut brittle, wow.
There's a scene in Better Off Dead and Back to the Future where I crave peanut brittle, and it's when Doc wakes up Marty in the middle of the night and says, "Hey, you know, are you awake?" And he reaches over and grabs peanut brittle out of a bowl. He's like, yeah. And then he eats the peanut brittle. He's like, I'm on my way.
Okay.
I love peanut brittle.
Kind of makes you salivate a little bit from that. Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you had a good butterscotch?
Butterscotch, I've always been. You mean like the hard candy?
Yeah.
I don't know. Since I was a kid, probably.
When I was banging a 90-year-old.
Yeah. She had them in her candy dish.
There's your payment there by the front door.
That's how she paid you?
Yeah.
Paid you in butterscotch. How many?
A handful? Two. Just two. Don't be a piggy about it.
Yeah. A piggy. It was right next to the Werther's Originals, right?
Now, Werther's, that's a good brand, I guess. I always think of butterscotch as being in that realm of the old candy that your grandma.
Oh,
with.
Totally.
They have like really good Werther's that has like it's like an apple, kind of a chewy filling. That's really really good.
Hang on a second. Here's
as you can imagine.
As
you can imagine.
Hang on, Chris wants to comment on the Gator at Q-Mart.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What'd you want to tell us?
The place is called Just Stuff.
Is it still there?
Just Stuff.
The alligator had to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the shop is still there?
The store is still there. Okay. Don't take your kids in there.
Yeah, they got porn and stuff, right?
and smoking devices.
Oh, okay. I remember that.
Yeah, that's behind the beads.
Yeah, it was like a hodgepodge of just stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I also call that space the motivational builder. Because if you're feeling bad about yourself, there's still a laugh through there. You'll come out feeling like a million bucks.
My life is okay.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate
it. Hey, you guys
bud.
Have a good one.
You too, bud. All right. But back to Necco Wafers. So they are... they're going to stick with the original eight flavors, and Spangler said that they only altered the chocolate recipe, giving it a slightly richer taste. The packaging did not get a modern makeover either. It'll still be the same white wax paper and blue and red accents.
It looks like Depression-era candy to me. And
goes back even further, Steve. According to the...
Old
CEO.
Testament?
No, he said, it's neat to be eating a candy that was carried by Civil War soldiers... and taken on Arctic and Antarctic expeditions and issued to GIs in World War II as a morale booster. It's a piece of our history.
Is it really neat to be carrying eating Civil War food? Is that really neat?
Yeah. Eat some muskrat.
Before processing?
Yeah. So have some hardtack with your Necco wafers.
Is that a squirrel kebab?
Okay. My older brother loves circus peanuts. I don't get that.
I went through a brief period where I really loved circus peanuts. But I would eat like one or two, and what I liked more was the way you could chew into them and you'd get an imprint of your teeth.
Right. So you like the texture more so than the flavor.
Yeah, that was okay. To me, it was insanely sweet.
Yeah.
So you couldn't have too many of them. But yes, that was my one dark spot is the circus peanuts.
But if you've been dying for Neccos, you should be able to find them within the next week or two.
I know that the original news that they were discontinuing Necco wafers was met with a lot of sadness.
Yeah.
They're big fans of it. Not me.
No sad, bro. They're
no
back.
Sad, bro. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let me see what else we got. Let's have a beverage.
Ooh.
We can talk about beverages now. A Virginia brewery announced that it is seeking a chief hiking officer... who would be paid $20,000 to spend 5 to 7 months hiking the Appalachian Trail and drinking beer. The Devil's Backbone Brewing Company, based in Lexington, I assume this is in Kentucky, said it's accepting applications from people who love hiking and beer to take on the unique job. The winning applicant will be granted the Chief Hiking Officer title and be flown out to a trailhead in 2021 for a 2,200-mile hike. And you're only getting $20,000 for this?
2,200 miles. So you're hiking the Appalachian Trail, and then are you receiving the beer post-hike, or you're being given beer throughout the hike?
Along the way. So the hiker who would tackle the trail between May and September 2021 would be outfitted with equipment by the brewery, as well as being treated to, quote, some big old beer parties along the way.
Okay. So not wildlife won't come up and present him with a six-pack.
Right. Trail magic. Yeah.
So where are you starting? Are you starting north or south, did you say?
On the trail?
Yeah.
I don't know, Case. Right. Wait a minute. They call it what, Nick?
Trail magic is when, if you're a through hiker and you're doing, a through hiker is somebody does a long hike on a long trail like the Appalachian Trail or the PCT out west, and there are spots along the trail where people will leave treats for you. And so this is, you know, it's a good social media campaign by this brewing company. They'll get, you know, people to post and follow along on social media, this person having the adventure of being on the trail itself, and then along the way they'll have the beer.
So are they like a specific flagged like a kiosk setups, or are they just...
No, I wouldn't say like kiosks, but you'll know if you're going to be within, you know, 12 or 15 miles of where Trail Magic is going to be, and that there'll be a cooler filled with Gatorade, you know, for you waiting and things like that.
Have you ever indulged yourself while you've been on these?
I've done a little bit of the PCT out west, we didn't encounter any trail magic when we were out there, but it's sort of a well-known thing among the hiker community.
Yeah, right. Nick, have you ever seen the documentary? It was on Netflix. It's either called Made to be Broken or Meant to be Broken or something like that. It's about the guy who set the world record for the amount of time it took him to walk the entire Appalachian Trail. He did it in less than a month. I think he did in like 28 days.
Yeah, it's a fascinating culture, and my girlfriend's really into it, which means I'm really into it, and so you follow along with these people who do it, but there are a lot of trails like the Appalachian Trail that aren't as long as the Appalachian Trail, and so some of them are doable in a much shorter amount of time. Or you can do sections.
I'd like to do the Appalachian Trail. Obviously, I can't do it all at once, but I've often thought about, breaking it up into...
Half miles?
Well, no, just segments,
Yeah,
all
you can
right,
do sections.
So, one vacation a year. All right, well, I'll pick up where I left off type
of
deal.
If you ever go up to Hawk Mountain, Casey, part of the Appalachian Trail runs near there, and you can do part of it along that route.
And you're doing Everest that way.
Yeah.
Go up like 100 feet.
Hey, is there, with the trail, with the Appalachian Trail in particular, is it one trail that you follow or a series of trails that break off and come back to a main direction?
As far as I know, it's just one trail. It starts in Georgia, and I believe it ends in Maine. And
all right, then what is the difficulty along the way? Are there spots where you need to be a mountaineer?
Not a lot of mountaineering. No, Casey's right. I mean, there are some high spots along it, but most of it is pretty doable. It's like when I did Kilimanjaro a few years ago, right? It's not that difficult of a hike. It's just long. Yeah. And so I think that's part of what the appeal of the Appalachian Trail is, or any of these thru hikers, is that you can do them without an incredible amount of skill involved.
Nick, who was the, was it a politician who... Their excuse, I forget exactly what the controversy was.
Yeah.
But they were gone
during a pivotal moment. Something happened. And I remember that, Steve. Something important happened and they missed it.
Wasn't it the governor of South Carolina, Steve? And he was like, he was having an affair or something like that. And then he disappeared for a stretch.
And his excuse was he was hiking the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah. Mark Crawford or something along those lines?
That might be it. Yeah.
Okay. So the application company, by the way, they're out of Virginia. People are texting in Devil's Backbone, Lexington, Virginia. The application company's website consists of some personal information, proof of social media or blogging savvy, and a video explaining why the applicant should receive the position. They said the best applications will be selected for interviews and an assignment to complete for the next round of elimination. So if you're interested in that, and if beer is your thing and hiking, then you just may want to look into being the chief hiking officer for them. So I love jobs like that. These seasonal jobs that pop up that are kind of a PR thing.
Yeah.
I wish I had the ability or time to do that.
There was stuff similar when you were of a point in your life when you could. You certainly have to be in a certain situation in your life to be able to do something like this. It's not like you can be, a corporate lawyer and go off and do this.
All right. Another thing from the connoisseur.
All right.
And...
the connoisseur's a little reticent to go here.
I am, because Kathy, do you still eat your giant bowl of fruit every day?
Yeah, I still eat, of course. Yeah, okay. I still eat fruit.
What types of fruits do you eat?
Fruits.
Fruits.
Right now, the watermelon is good.
Fruits.
Any of the melons are becoming better now and more flavorful. I eat berries.
Fruits. Okay. So
I'll still eat apples.
I have a story that may cause you to never eat berries again, and that's why I'm hesitant to.
Well, I will say, before you even tell me, I will say the berries are my least favorite. Especially with raspberries, if it gets like the tiniest bit of mold on it, I can't eat any of them.
What about
just assuming that it's growing all over?
Dingleberries.
Do you like dingleberries?
Right. Yeah, but berries are my least favorite of all of the fruits.
Okay. I love blueberries.
So TikTokers have recently started saying that you should wash your strawberries in salt water because bugs live inside of them.
Well, I do love strawberries, actually.
Okay, then you don't want to see
these.
Did
I know that bugs lived in them? No.
Yeah. You don't want to see the video. I saw these videos. Saw this video of this person. They filled a bowl with room temperature water, poured in an S-ton of sea salt, like five large spoonfuls, put the strawberries in and waited about 30 minutes. I didn't see any bugs floating around in the bowl afterward, but when I picked up the strawberries and looked closely, they said I was horrified. The bugs blend in with the seeds and start crawling out of them.
No, is it real?
We were looking at the footage right now.
They are apparently the offspring of a fruit fly called the spotted wing Drosophila. And according to Gardens Alive, the females shoot their eggs into the interior of fruits that are just beginning to ripen.
I'm going to shoot.
I knew it.
I'm going to shoot.
Especially blueberries, strawberries, and raspberries, meaning the bugs are likely in all berries.
I'm going to shoot.
Now, I do soak all of my fruit, not in salt water, though.
Okay.
Clorox.
No, I do water, and sometimes I'll use, like, a vegetable cleaner.
Let me ask you. So, if you were to ingest these...
They're fine.
They're fine.
Yeah. According to Scientific American...
I sprinkle ants on my cantaloupe.
Bugs find their way into all kinds of food during harvesting and packaging. Eating these bugs are not harmful. The FDA also has contamination guidelines for each type of food, including how many bugs are allowed to be inside certain kinds of food.
Connoisseur,
as well as how much mold.
There's a thing that might be tangential to this that I noticed the other night. I was watching my wife and I were watching a television show. A commercial came up for some sort of medication, and the commercial aired later on, and in it they said specifically, don't eat grapefruit. When taking this drug. Have you ever seen this commercial?
No.
Don't eat grapefruit.
Wow.
And like, I know what
do you know why that? Yeah.
I don't know why. No, but I know what you're talking about.
Right. And it's a weird thing to hear, right? It's,
yeah.
Don't use if you're pregnant, blah, 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 if you're so susceptible to this. But in the middle of this list of things, don't eat grapefruit.
I think it's because grapefruit is disgusting.
Yeah. No, it's not because of that.
We thought maybe because it's acidic, but other citrus is acidic as well, right? Why grapefruit?
Yeah, I don't know. There must be some kind of specific property in that. But yeah, so Kathy, there's nothing for you to worry about because these things are, there's nothing, you're not going to get sick from them. They're not going to infect your body or anything along those lines. And you never even
pregnant.
You'll never really even know that they're there.
I mean, I've been eating fruit for years. I think if it was going to kill me, it probably would have killed me at this point. However, how will I ever eat another berry again?
That's what
this?
I'm wondering. Yeah, I'm wondering.
Let you know how I feel.
Here's an explanation that I think Connor pulled up. Eating grapefruit or drinking grapefruit juice can affect some medicines. In most cases, it increases the level of the medicine in your blood.
Huh.
This can increase the risk of side effects or alter the effect the medication has. Do not stop taking your medication without advice.
You know what's on that list, Steve?
What?
Viagra.
Really?
Yeah.
And grapefruit?
Yeah, don't take grapefruit juice if you're going to take Viagra.
Will it enhance your grapefruit? Will it super energize your boner?
Yeah, super boner.
Super boner.
Or how about you just take half of a Viagra and do the grapefruit.
A whole grapefruit.
And then do the grapefruit, and then you're saving on the Viagra.
I'm saving a lot here.
That's pretty wild. I wonder what it is about that specifically. Why not oranges? Why not lemon juice or lime or something like
that? All in the same family.
But grapefruit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's odd. Okay. Huh. All right. So anyhow, I thought that would be interesting for Kathy with the berries. All right. Here's something else. I had mentioned this earlier this morning, kind of food related. And another thing on TikTok that apparently has been, I got this, I think, last week, but... it says that all dads do this where they shake a snack before eating it, and the internet wants to know why.
Just dads? Moms don't do it?
Well, I don't know. This says my dad will take a handful of nuts and then shake them in his hands as though he's about to roll dice at the casino.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking. My dad does it all the time.
Once he's shaken his hand a couple times, he proceeds to pop a few nuts into his mouth and chew on them like so.
It's sort of, to me, it's always impressed me as sort of like an affect.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just a thing, and I'll see it all the time. You're right, Kathy. Like for some reason, I think of like older like gangsters or whatever with seeds or and popping them in their mouth.
I think I do that as well.
I do that with grapefruits.
With grapefruits, you put like five or six grapefruits.
Do you do it so it doesn't stick to your hands?
I don't know. I don't know it's why possible. You roll it around a little bit, but it's,
and then you're like that sort of thing.
The problem here is that kids now have access to. To social media, and now they're doing all the things that they notice about their parents. And I've noticed a lot of dad shaming lately, and it's all correct stuff because the latest one is when you have a drill, like a screw gun.
You're eating a drill.
You go, no, I can't, and I notice I can't help it. But whenever I pick one,
well,
I do too.
Every time
let's
I
see those
drill,
little bastards not do it.
Right?
Yeah. Of course you're going to do it. You want. By the way, a lot of times you're doing it to make sure you have
you
the
got
direction
juice
right
in there.
And then
yeah,
you have juice.
Yeah, direction right. Is it battery powered?
Yeah.
And it's like a gun.
Yes.
It's like a laser gun.
Casey, I saw one thing that said, anytime a dad picks up a stud finder, he automatically has to press it to himself and say, it's working.
Yes. Oh, yep, found it.
Now, the drill thing I'll go along with. That I do, without question. And the shaking my nuts or whatever, snacks, like trail mix or something like that. I would definitely roll it around a little bit in my hand. I don't know why.
I did a parody of the Wrath of Khan, where at the end when Spock is dying on the other side of the glass, and right. Kirk comes down, and I had him holding nuts like that and going, Spock, and he's like, he's eating the nuts that way, in that casual way that sort of suggests I don't really care what's happening.
There's also another thing if you want to point out for one reason or another, you don't realize why you do it, and I read online that people do this, and then I now notice people do it, and it's guys in the bathroom at the urinal. Who will spit into the urinal.
I hate that.
I don't do that often, but I do that. I got to spit.
But for no particular reason. I mean, like, I've done it. I've noticed myself doing it when I didn't have anything in my mouth I needed to expel. I didn't feel like I needed to go to the bathroom so I could spit.
Right.
And I wasn't going to spit, here in the studio or in the hallway or for any particular reason, but guys will
go spit.
Spit in, and then I think pee on the spit. The spit spot. I think you're just throwing a little target
into
the urinal.
That's a band name.
That might
spit
be
spot.
It.
Spit spot.
We are spit spot. Spit spot.
But I don't know. It's the same. It's an affectation of some sort.
I love the evolution of the dad sneaker, by the way.
What? The dad what?
The dad sneaker. So
I said snicker.
I did too.
Snickers.
The dad sneaker, which is the classic white New Balance with the blue New Balance N on the side, and it has the evolution, and the bottom of the evolution is the grass cutting sneaker, and then, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
No. Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead.
No, that's all. That's all. You have your brand new bright white sneakers, and then they're like faded, and one is like
the same sneaker. It's changes over time.
Yeah, and then eventually
my shoes eventually graduate to yard work.
Yard work. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I've learned a while ago, just to because I hike a lot and I wear them down quickly. And I used to let them go far too long, and it's bad for your feet to do that. So
how quickly, Steve? How often do you switch them out?
I'm probably looking at like a couple of months.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm over a year.
If you walk every day,
I do. Well,
then you're supposed to.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
And the trench is still good, so excuse me, give them the goodwill.
Yeah,
if you're like me, you can just get 19 pairs and then you just rotate through them.
You can
them.
Do that. Now, mine eventually make it to, all right, this pair of shoes, that's for like painting.
Yeah.
And this would be for yard work. And yep. I'll hang on to them and they're junk shoes at that point. So.
But Nick, you're a year to a pair of sneakers?
No, like the hiking shoes that Steve was talking about. And oh, okay. For the same reason, the treads still are good, but I'm usually overdue and I keep them for too long. What I probably should do is just buy more than one pair at a time.
That's what you do. Because honestly, what starts to happen is whatever imperfections in your step are there, it'll tend to wear in those areas on the treads on the bottom.
Yeah, Nick, you can get different styles and different colors.
It exacerbates it.
You should definitely get more than one pair.
So right here it says if you're walking 30 minutes a day, which I do far, far more than that, every 3 months, there's
a no. Every 6 months for 30 months a day. If you're walking 60 minutes a day, or an average of 7 hours a week, replace your shoes every three months.
Then that's me. Yeah.
So there you go. And by the way, somebody texted in about the snacks in your hand, shaking them like you're rolling dice.
Yeah,
that is to get the crumbs and stuff to the bottom and the bigger pieces at the top.
Ah, well, that does make sense. That's like shaking a box of popcorn.
Yes, exactly. Hang on a second. Here's another one. Let me go to Eric. Hey, Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good. All right. What have you noticed dads always do? And this is food related, but go ahead.
I always notice that, and I do it too, is dads clicking the grill tongs. Got to make sure that they work.
Clicking them together. Yeah. Click, click, click. Yep. I do it too.
Every time.
Well, to that point.
I agree, Eric.
I think that's a common thing, right? I mean, that's
Yeah.
You. is it working? Is it clicking correctly?
Yeah. 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 You're just testing it.
Yeah.
Every time. Would you can't help it.
You don't want a dry fire on a tong.
No.
This... Tong. By the way, when you say tong, as opposed to the Asian mafia, are you... is it tong plural or is tongs?
I say tongs.
So
Even though it's only one apparatus you're holding in your hand, I call it tongs.
Tongs. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what's tong. The tonka?
That's a buffalo.
That's a buffalo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or bison.
Dumb bear.
The tonka. Yeah. Marissa, hang on a second. She has an inquisitive look on her face.
One more thing I've noticed. At Home Depot or Lowe's, do you have to slap a bag of mulch if you walk by?
No.
No, yes. Preston slaps meat.
I used to hit the meat in the grocery store.
Really?
Oh,
why?
Yeah. Because, I don't know. I
would acting up.
I would punch it. Like if there was a big, you know, rump roast, like a large cut of meat, bam.
Preston.
Or a turkey breast. God. Pow.
I got in trouble as a kid. I remember I was like 7 or 8 because I would stick my finger into the chopped meat.
Into the the ground beef?
Chopped meat, yeah.
Yep.
I would always.
And the guy at the King Cullen supermarket said, "What are you doing here, young fella?"
I would always do, for the paper towels, those rolls of paper towels, I'd
same
always
thing.
Pop the hole in the middle.
Lay
yeah.
on top.
And, yeah.
Yeah, and you would carry those same skills later on into the bedroom.
Yes.
What? He was just practicing. That's all there is to it. Okay, interesting. So if you shake the crumb in your hands or the...
You're gay.
Yeah, you're gay. No, not crumbs. What I meant to say was snacks.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Blind, Steve.
If
blind.
You shake,
yes. You're blind.
You're blind. Yeah. You're either blind or gay if you shake food in your hands. Again, definitive information you can use.
Always from the President Steve Show. It's what we do. Hang on a second. All right, here's another. I was waiting for a call to come in. That's why I got distracted, because here's Tyler. Hey, Tyler, good morning.
Get one with some cheese on it.
God damn it. What's up, buddy?
Have you ever noticed that when you're using a hand mixer in the kitchen,
yep.
the dad will rev it up just like a drill before yes. sticking it in the
same thing.
Batter and pancake batter flies everywhere?
Yep. Show me the person, Tyler, who just cold mixes without revving it a little bit. I mean,
or use your hand.
Right. I mean, it'd be sacrilege to not to with a drill mm-hmm. or with a table saw. You got to me. That's just part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was like 12, I saw my dad using the drill. And one time I was cooking with my mother and I revved the mixer up and stuck it in. And she still yells at me about that.
Nice. Thanks, Tyler. You know what? Speaking of the mixer and the drill and so forth, if I had one of these, I think I would just I would play with it all the time. At the NASCAR races, where they change the tires, like
a pneumatic drill.
I would be doing that all.
You know,
the
it's
time.
Really cool if you got a miter saw. You mm-hmm. know, with the pull down blade.
Yeah.
You know, the
I got a new. It's basically a hammer drill. I guess they're called.
They're
a DeWalt.
Awesome,
dude. It is way better than any. And you're really not supposed to use.
So
it
I
to,
have
like,
a DeWalt.
Screw things in. Yeah.
What's a
I
hammer?
Have a DeWalt
drill?
Hammer drill. So you, if you want. It pounds.
Like,
so if you want to put like sink nails like into concrete or something, I mean, okay. like screws into concrete.
Yeah.
So what it does is it's pounding as it's drilling.
So is it like a machine gun?
Yeah. So there's so I have a Milwaukee drill that has that as one of the functions, and then a DeWalt specific hammer drill.
Yeah. Press. I'll bring it in for you.
Okay.
It is so much more fun.
But is it like a machine gun?
Well, it's
is it too fast?
Depending on what you're getting, what you're drilling into, you can get that sound.
Okay.
It's more of a, you know, a drill than it is a hammer.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I shouldn't be using it to screw things in, but I can't help it because yeah. I love it so much.
Here's a couple of texts of things that the dads do. I love this. This is great. Dads can't tie down a load in a bed of a truck without saying, that ain't going anywhere.
Yep.
Yes.
And then it all flies out.
When I say it, and I'm not even a dad, it ain't going anywhere.
It ain't going anywhere.
Here's another one that this person admits. Shakes my glass of whiskey before every sip, and my wife hates the noise of ice hitting the glass. Yeah.
So you take it like a little jiggle, right?
Rattle it around a little bit.
I love the sound of the...
That's to help cool it off a tad bit, I think, to circulate the coolness of the
Is that the same concept behind someone holds a like a brandy?
Well, that's aerating.
Okay,
that's getting and they swing it around a little bit. That's supposed to get air into it. Same thing with wine. But if it's got rocks in there, if it's got glass, glass.
There's not enough glass in my drink. My gums are not bleeding as much as they should be.
Damn it.
Is this recently broken?
Excuse me. There's not enough broken glass for my drink. And shrapnel tool. And a few firecrackers. I still have some teeth left.
All morning, I'm thinking of one word and saying another one all morning long.
It's okay.
Ice, not glass. Right? If you have ice in there and you shake it around, it's akin to, you know, the old bun thing, shaken or stirred. Right. Actually, stirred is a better way to go about it sometimes. But anyhow, let me go to Carl next. Hey, Carl, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, bud. What'd you want to add to the conversation?
So I never knew the word gristle was a thing until you go out with your dad to eat steak.
Oh.
And when they cut into it, the texture of the steak is all they talk about.
That is too gristly? I know
too
some
gristly,
people.
Like,
yeah.
I never knew the word existed. I didn't even know what gristle was. So you go out with your dad.
Yeah, no, there are some people and some, you know, who actually like the gristle.
The fat I could see, but I don't know about the gristle.
Yeah.
That's pretty nasty. Thanks, Carl. I always think of Casey, the Great Outdoors.
Yes.
At the end when he's eating the old 96ers. Nothing but fat and gristle left on that plate.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, God. He's got to finish it.
I reached a new, I don't know if this is a level of dadness or manness or whatever, but I have now perfected the art of cracking an egg with one hand.
Oh.
Cracking and then splattering it on the griddle.
Yep. That's a fun one.
Thank you.
That's fun to say.
I'm doing it.
This one says dads roll jelly beans between their fingers while eating them.
No, they don't.
I don't do that.
I don't eat jelly beans.
I'm going to roll this jelly bean between my fingers. Pay careful attention, Angie. I'm going to use this on you.
Oh, my God.
I don't like jelly beans, so I would not do that.
I don't know about rolling this. No. Here we go. Dads will forget. Marissa's bringing these. These are from texts. Dads can't pass a line of traffic without saying, good thing we aren't going that way. Dads will forget their keys in the house, walk back in, grab them, and say, can't go anywhere without these, even if no one is around. Oh, if nobody's around, they'll say that. Okay. Can't go anywhere without these. Okay.
You thought he was saying, can't go anywhere with these.
My dad doesn't say
if nobody's around.
He doesn't do that. A cursor. So it's just a curse. So you know either he left the keys, he left the wallet, I don't know, anything. Yeah. It's just a curse.
I berate myself. That's what I do. My go-to is I am so effing stupid.
Oh, I curse myself all the time. And it's, Kathy, it's more often about something I left upstairs after I just went downstairs. And I'm like, you effing idiot.
And you know what? My wife jumps in and defends me. She'll give me crap on other things. But when I berate myself, everyone does that. I said, thank you, honey. That's what you're there for.
Yeah. All right. Anyhow, interesting observations. And it all started with the fact that dads shake snacks in their hands before they eat them. All right. I want to take a break because we got some bizarre files to get to. So we will do that in just a moment. A reminder that Rancocas Valley High School in Mount Holly, New Jersey is voting for the coolest teacher. Text the word teacher to 39333, and tomorrow we'll find out who that is. Be back in just a moment. Stay there.
It's a tumultuous time, yet essential employees go to work day and night to make our lives better, including the healthcare pros, delivery and SEPTA drivers, grocery, pharmacy, sanitation, and janitorial workers. And we thank our police, EMTs, and firefighters. WMMR is here for you, too. Friendly, familiar voices playing everything that rocks, live, local hosts around the clock. So whenever you need a break from cable news, for taking a walk, or just getting outside, or just to keep your workday moving, we are here for you on your radio, smart speaker, and the MMR app. Where you won't find us is on your credit card bill. We're in this together, and we wouldn't have it any other way. 93.3 WMMR, putting Philly first.
All right, let's take another trip into the B-File. Here we go.
Now, WMMR presents Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, brought to you this morning. Who is this brought to you by? Armor Metals and Recycling.
Yeah.
And you can get cash today if you need cash fast. Bring your scrap and e-cycling to Ardmore Metals and Recycling and walk away with cash today. Located in Pennsauken, New Jersey, or at armormetalsrecycling.com. Police say a Pennsylvania woman actually died on a Western Maryland highway. She jumped out of a moving pickup truck in the midst of an argument.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. A 23-year-old woman named Nicole Renee Whitcomb of Hanover. Said, police said she was a passenger in a Ford F-250 driven by a 32-year-old man. And shortly after 4 a.m., police say the two were arguing, and she attempted to get out of the truck while it was moving and was run over.
Was he being abusive?
It doesn't say
it,
abusive.
It would take a lot to convince somebody to jump out of a moving vehicle.
It said argument, so it doesn't say abuse or anything like that. Huh. But that's no charges have been filed. The investigation is ongoing, but that's a little crazy. So, man.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. How about this? A man has died after being attacked by a herd of cows while walking in the Yorkshire Dales, police said. This is in the UK. The man who's 82 is out walking with his wife on Saturday. There are really no details. Police said emergency services were called, but the man
died.
Did
he say something?
Died at the scene. He said,
Jesus. He must have said it was another catastrophe. I tried to spare.
I never see it coming. His wife was badly bruised. She was taken by an air ambulance to the Lancaster Royal Infirmary.
It was another catastrophe.
Oh, no. A woman who allegedly, you guys probably saw this, but those who have not, I'm going to bring this up, and it has to do with some of the rioting that took place. A woman who allegedly participated in the looting of a cheesecake factory during protests in Seattle became an unlikely internet sensation over the weekend. A woman who has not been identified was filmed by a crew on Saturday carrying what appeared to be an entire strawberry-topped cheesecake down the street.
So with, and I saw the picture, with carnage raging behind her and around her, she's walking out the way a waiter would bring the cheesecake to a table.
Yeah, it was a block away from the Cheesecake Factory in downtown Seattle. The reporter noted that the restaurant had been looted, but admitted she did not know where the woman got the cheesecake from. The woman also appeared to be carrying a wine glass, a champagne flute, and a small vase as well. So she had everything for a little romantic moment.
There you go. All you had to do is break into the store.
Following the broadcast, a clip of the woman being began making the rounds on social media, much to the delight of those on Twitter. One person tweeted, "And amidst the trauma of the latest goings-on, we are reminded there is still time for wine and dessert."
I saw one yesterday where a guy was walking past a reporter and they go, "What is that? He's carrying a cinder block." And then they follow him going down the street and it was a cat tower. It was like it looked like a giant cinder block.
Right.
A cat tower for a cat to climb on?
Yeah.
Okay. How about this? Speaking of cats, Georgia Whip of Long Reach, Queensland said that her neighbors moved out on Friday night and she noticed that her pet cat, Peepus, was missing about a half hour after the moving truck left. When the cat didn't show up for breakfast the next morning, Whip contacted the moving company to see if the cat had somehow gotten inside the truck. She later got word the driver located Peepus at the truck depot in Brisbane, nearly 750 miles away.
Wow.
People from an animal
rescue.
You're
gonna come pick me up?
Organization helped transport the cat home, and Whip was reunited with her pet yesterday.
Who do we have? Was it Jim McGuinn?
McGuinn. He was moving from St. Louis to here.
Yeah.
And they packed up and were ready to go, and they couldn't find their cat, Homer. They looked everywhere, and it was time to leave. They had to go, and so they didn't know what they were going to do, so they left. Sure enough, truck shows up, opens up, boom. Cat was in the back of the truck the whole time and made the entire trip there. But he was safe and sound, thankfully. Dramatic dash cam footage in Ohio shows state police desperately trying to get to an SUV as it barreled down the highway. The woman behind the wheel, named Emma Folk, was driving from North Carolina to Ohio when she said the ability to cancel the cruise control stopped working. She said, "I've used cruise control I don't know how many times." The cruise control on her 2017 Dodge Journey was set at 73 miles per hour. She drove down the highway. As another vehicle pulled in front of her, that's when she says everything went wrong. She says her brakes stopped working and that even though she canceled the cruise control, her vehicle kept accelerating.
Whee! Guess what I get to do?
With her hazard lights flashing, her speed topped over 90 miles an hour. She came to close to hitting a Jeep. She said, the only thing that was going through my head was, am I ever going to see my kids again? Am I ever going to come out of this? Is this car ever going to stop? Becky Canavan, a 911 operator, calmly guided Falk through the situation. She said, take a hold of your emergency brake and gradually pull that a little bit and see if it slows you down at all. And it worked. It eventually slowed the car down a bit. She said, I was so thankful that it worked. And it worked out that this young lady was safe.
Have you ever had a similar situation like that?
No.
I've had the accelerator drop to the floor. That was
really
alarming. And I was in a gas station, pulling into a gas station.
Whoa.
And I was pointed at the tanks. And I last second, kicked down hard on it, and it came up.
I've had the accelerator get caught on the floor mat before.
Oh, yeah, that's a thrill. A lot of laughs.
Whoa. And I eventually, you know, reached down there and jiggled it around and got it out. But that can be really terrifying. Yeah. A spokesperson for Fiat Chrysler Automobiles told Inside Edition, we're glad no one was hurt and that the e-brake was able to bring the vehicle to a safe stop. Based on the information available, the vehicle has no open recalls, but it has not been diagnosed and further inspection is required to comment on the nature of the incident.
Well, they offer autonomous cruise control.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Sometimes the car will make the decisions for you.
All right, and then one last story. This is a one-upper. Police say a mother and son have been cited for fighting following a physical altercation that occurred on Memorial Day. Police say that officers were dispatched to a home after 9:30 p.m. Monday after receiving reports of a domestic dispute. Upon further investigation, officers say the incident began when the 41-year-old mother got into an argument with her 20-year-old son and his girlfriend, and the mother disconnected the Wi-Fi service in the house. The police say in response, the son went out and turned off the power to the entire house afterwards, which led to the altercation becoming physical. So he's
shut
you shut this
off.
Down, yeah, I'm shutting this off. Authorities added
she shut down the block, he shut down the city.
All individuals involved suffered minor injuries but refused treatment.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah? I'm blowing up the dam.
And there you go. That is what I have in the bizarre file for you. Let's take one more break. Come back in a moment. And when we return, we'll have another break after that. But anyhow, we're going to do the lesson question for today's show and see if you can win something from us. And we'll get to music, news, and more. Stay with us.
Like the Preston and Steve Show podcast? Check out MMR's other audio on demand at WMMR.com or on the MMR mobile app.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro, get personalized deals on the products you buy most, and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
We're going to do a lesson question. See if you know the answer to it. And the prize that we have up for grabs today, $50 Dunkin' gift card. And the question we go with about today's program, something that happened earlier this morning, is as follows. Steve used to bang a 90-year-old lady, and how did she pay him? 215-263-WMMR. Okay, what did she used to pay him with? Steve used to bang a 90-year-old lady. How did she pay him? 215-263-WMMR. If you know the answer, we want to hear from you. So call right now while you're doing that. We are going to do the trash.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right. Stories. What's going on this morning, Steve?
Well, Japan reopening amusement parks in a COVID-19 world, but with a strange caveat that forbids screaming on thrill rides. According to newly posted directions, parkgoers must avoid actually screaming and instead wear COVID-19 masks with screaming mouths on them.
Oh, my God.
Cressida Bonas, who dated Prince Harry for 3 years, revealing in an interview with the Daily Telegraph that she never liked her label as the It Girl, saying it put her in a narrow-minded box, said Bonas, quote, I was reduced to one thing which ignored the many aspects of who I am and what I am. And are you snoring? Did you just fall asleep?
No.
Hey!
And finally, Carianna Napa, we talked about this earlier, sent Juliana Hoff a message of support after her split from husband Brooks Laich. And Napa told Hoff she was sad about the split. It would always be there for her as a sister, a scissor sister.
Oh.
And that's your Hollywood trivia.
All right, so we shall see if you do indeed know the answer to this question. Steve used to bang a 90-year-old lady, and how'd she pay him? 215-263-WMMR. And I'll go to Kevin for the answer. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, bitches and ham ass.
And ham ass.
What?
Oh.
Hi there.
All right, so Steve used to bang a 90-year-old lady, and how did she pay him?
With butterscotch.
Yep, yeah. Only two, though. Yep. With butterscotch. Hang on the line, man. For Kevin, we have a $50 Dunkin' gift card, and this Friday, June 5th, it's National Donut Day, and Dunkin' is giving away a free donut with any beverage purchase, and you can use the Dunkin' app for a way to order and pay. And you can pick up in-store, or you can get it at the drive-thru. Participation may vary. Limited time offer, and that's while supplies last.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah! And Music News brought to you this morning by HERS, the official chip of taking your summer to the next level when it comes to snacking this summer. Keep it Philly, Philly, and make it HERS. HERS forever good. We'll start with this. The band Grey Days, late Chester Bennington's pre-Linkin Park band, has posted a video of a teenage Bennington singing Nirvana's Polly.
Wow.
And you know what? I didn't take the time to look it up before I got to this story this morning. I would like to see that. The video shows a group of people sitting around and jamming with a curly-haired Bennington nodding and singing along to the song. Grey Days' album honoring Bennington, Amends, is due out on June 26. It features newly recorded music with remastered vocals from the two long out of print LPs Grey Days released independently. Bennington himself and his music with Grey Days could perhaps be the focus of a live tribute at some point, since drummer Sean Dowdle has no interest in taking Grey Days on tour. The album was made with the blessing of Chester's widow, parents, and family. For this year's Record Store Day, the surviving members of Soundgarden have teamed with singer Brandi Carlile to record new versions of Black Hole Sun and Searching With My Good Eyes, tribute to Chris Cornell. So we got back-to-back stories of those tragedies here today. It'll be released as a 12-inch on September 26th, part of a three-day Record Store Day celebration that was reconfigured after the pandemic scrapped the regular in late April event. The songs were recorded at Seattle's London Bridge Studio, legendary place that hosted both Soundgarden and Carlisle early in their careers, along with many other Seattle music luminaries. Carlisle wrote about recording her early demos there with the band, saying, "Soundgarden were just gods to us back then. Total pioneers and unreachable to us in every way. We went about making our demos and cleaning the studio when we couldn't afford the bill, never knowing that November 2019, we would go back to London Bridge and record two songs with them." Carlisle posted a number of pictures from the studio, as well as a video of Soundgarden's Kim Thayil shredding through a guitar solo.
Matt Cameron loves her, Preston. He's a huge fan. He's in Pearl Jam and Soundgarden, and he really likes working with her. So I think that might be the connection that started all this.
Okay, gotcha. Also, it was a long time coming, but the heavily promoted 30-date stadium tour featuring the reunited Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts has finally been postponed. Lagging behind nearly every artist that has iced its summer dates, the bands issued a statement yesterday explaining the trek has been officially pushed back to 2021. They said, "We wanted to continue to communicate with our fans and update you with valid information as it becomes available. The official decision has been made to move all 2020 North American Stadium tour dates to the summer 2021. The new stadium dates are being rescheduled. Your tickets will be honored for all postponed shows, and refund policy information will be made available shortly. Stay tuned, be safe, and we will see you next year." Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. So they were holding on.
They were trying, yeah. Yeah. We don't, and honestly, as this stuff stays fluid, and we've been saying from the beginning, you know, we don't know. We still don't know.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and that's what I have in music news. Real quick, another thank you to our friends at Heritage's Dairy Stores and Dietz and Watson for stopping by and bringing us some grub today. They have 33 convenient locations across South Jersey. And if you're interested, and checking them out at heritages.com. Or if you want to support local businesses, you can check out realphillydeli.com for all of the Deeds and Watson Real Philly Delis. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get the letter of the day for the word of the week and see if Pierre's got some good stuff, which I'm sure he does, planned for your Tuesday. Back in a moment.
While we wait and wait for live concerts to return, MMR is raiding the video wing of the MM Archives to present MMR's Dream Stream Concert Series. The best up-close and personal performances and interviews from the Preston and Steve studio.
Great song. It's a Struts on 93.3 WMMR.
Pierre presents from Ardmore Music Hall.
Tell them the name of the song.
Wish I Knew You. If you didn't know.
And Studio 4F.
Joining us in studio, Mr. Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
How you doing?
Updated twice weekly at WMMR.com and stream directly to the best seat in the house, your couch. MMR's Dream Stream Concert Series. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
I would sit here and thank all our guests, but we didn't have any guests today. We did, however, have some food, some sustenance, and I would like to thank Dietz and Watson, Real Philly Delis, Heritage's Dairy Stores for stopping by and dropping off all these sandwiches that they wrote these nice notes on. So
yeah,
that was really cool. And you know, said gadzooks, and we guess what I get to do, and one for Gary Lauer only. We got to make sure we save that for Gary. Get that to him at some point.
Rotting by the time he gets it.
I know. Yeah, enjoyable day today. We do, however, have orders of business to take care of. One of those would include the letter of the day for the Word of the Week prize. Pierre's not going to be here to do that, but Casey knows all kinds of letters. He might even know all of them. So we're going to see if he...
I think he studied them in school.
They just walked out of the studio for some reason.
He's looking at the word that was started or...
Okay. All right. Ready to go? All right, Brodozer.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
The Preston and Steve Show brought to you today by the letter.
H, as in ham ass.
All right, H is the letter, and we have a $300 WhatACrockMeals.com gift card giveaway. WhatACrock offers ready-made slow cooker meals, and now they are making grilling just as easy with their new grill pack option. Choose from delicacies like brisket short rib burgers, yum, jalapeno cheddar grills, and bacon wrapped scallops.
Wow.
If it is if it's a home cooked slow cooker meal or barbecue, WhatACrock has you covered. And you can go to whatacrockmeals.com to get all the information that you might need for that. Also want to remind Rancocas Valley High School that you guys were drawn randomly for the coolest teacher of the year. And that is, of course, in Mount Holly, New Jersey. So if you attend the school, make sure that you say or that you text the word teacher to 39333 for the voting link. And you can let us know who is the coolest teacher. We found out from Downingtown East that it was Mr. William Davis, a special education teacher. We talked to him. Very nice guy this morning. So. And that's it. That's all I got,
man. That's enough.
I just got our thank yous, and then we're done for the day. So I'm going to thank our sponsors. Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by Acme Markets, fresh foods, local flavors. Also brought to you today by Dunkin'. And this Friday, June 5th, is National Donut Day, and Dunkin' is giving away a free donut with any beverage purchase. Use the Dunkin' app for a contactless way to order and pay. Pick up in-store. Or you can get it at the drive-thru. Participation may vary. Limited time offer while supplies last. And also brought to you by A.D. Moyer Lumber. All locations are open. Call ahead for curbside pickup or for delivery. Tomorrow on the program, it's Wednesday. That means we have a secret text word, so a chance for you to win some extra prizes. And we'll go live on Fox Good Day and see what else we can get into. In the meantime, Pierre is coming up next. That is it. We are done. Rage on. Have a great day. Be safe. Be good. And we'll see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Let's see. I could run around with my hair looking a little shaggy, or I could risk dying. Yeah, I think I'll go with the shaggy hair. Stop bugging the hairdressers.
Next message.
You find out a whole lot of things in like a month and a half. And you find out, you know what? I wouldn't mind being quarantined with you for the rest of my life. I love you, Murray.
Next message.
So I stopped for breakfast this morning, and I asked for a bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel. And I opened it up, and there's no cheese on it. I look at the guy, and he says, get some with cheese on it. God damn it.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.